What's going on, folks? And thank you for tuning in with me to another edition of the True Capitalist Radio broadcast. And, of course, I am your host, the man they call Ghost. And once again, folks, I want to thank you very much for tuning in with me. Before we get started on anything else, I'd like to remind everybody this is episode number 569. Episode number 569 for all the folks that are keeping track of the True Capitalist Radio broadcast. And once again, before we get into anything else, I'd like to ask each and every one of you that are listening to the sound of my voice to please spread it around like wildfire and let everybody know that True Capitalist Radio is in effect and in the house. And we are live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the official website of the True Capitalist Radio broadcast. And I love being independent, baby. I'm telling you this right now. The official website, you can type it in your browser, ghost.report. It's as simple as that. Type it in your browser, bookmark it, save it to your favorites, the whole nine yards. Ghost.report is the website of the True Capitalist Radio broadcast. And before we get into anything else, I'd like to remind everybody to follow me on Gab, the last bastion of freedom of speech on the internet today. And you can follow me on there under the name Politics Ghost, all right? All one word, no underscores, Politics Ghost is the name to follow. If you don't have a Gab account, by God, go get one. I mean, you see how Twitter is censoring everybody. You see how Facebook and all these so-called Silicon Valley oligarchs of social media are now being a bunch of totalitarian freaks. It's about time to side with a company in social media that's going to allow the true essence of freedom of speech. And that's Gab, folks. That's why, you know, I don't have any other social media presence anywhere on the net. And anybody anywhere on the net claiming to be me is a liar. Okay? It's bullshit. Excuse my French once again, but why do I even need to say that? This is my broadcast, baby. I'm independent now. Anyway, and I want to say what's going on to the True Capitalist Radio chat room. I see you guys. Happy Baller Friday! That's right, and happy Baller Friday to all the people that are tuning in to me tonight. I want to thank you guys for tuning in with me. It is an unbelievable news day. We got to talk about a lot of stuff. I know that I got to get to the financial hour. We're going to try to get through that as quick as we possibly can. But I want to give one more props to not only the True Capitalist Radio chat room, but the Inner Circle. And by the way, if you want to be a part of the True Capitalist Radio chat room, it's very easy. All you've got to do is go to my damn Gab account. That's why you got to have one. Go to Gab. Type it in your browser, gab.ai. And you can follow me under there under the name Politics Ghost. And once you're there, hit the subscribe button for premium content, all right? Hit the subscribe button for premium content. And once you do, don't forget to private message me on Gab and let me know what your Discord chat name is so I can give you an exclusive invitation to the True Capitalist Radio chat room. Now that we got that all out of the way, folks, as I was stating a little while ago, it's an unbelievable news day. A lot of things to talk about. Obviously, another false flag shooting happening in the midst of what would otherwise be a very, very good news day for President Trump. Let's all be honest here. All right, I'll get to financial hour in a minute. But how convenient we have ourselves another school shooting in the midst of when we have the Inspector General report who has been investigating the discrepancies, the criminality, and the corruption of the Department of Justice and the FBI. And that's about to come out. As a matter of fact, some of that has already leaked out. And that leaked documents relating to the Inspector General report, it basically calls Comey, the former FBI director, a liar. And moreover, this son of a bitch, whether he voluntarily did it or not, botched the whole goddamn Hillary Clinton investigation. That's what the Inspector General report is going to say, folks. All right? And on top of that, okay, we have Rudolph Giuliani coming aboard to the Trump's legal team. And lest we forget, why would Trump use Rudolph Giuliani in this case? Well, There's a lot of reasons, folks. First and foremost, Rudolph Giuliani used to be a federal prosecutor in the Southern New York District Court, which is the same court in which Robert Mueller is trying to, you know, play dual trials with Paul Manafort at this point in time. He's got a federal charge filed against Paul Manafort in Virginia, and he's allowed the Southern New York District Federal Court to file another lawsuit. And this is not even a lawsuit. This is a criminal charge, I should say. It's not even a lawsuit. It's a criminal charge against Manafort. So right after he's either guilty or he's not guilty in the Virginia case, he's got to go to New York. Now, why would Robert Mueller do that? Because that's where Robert Mueller came out of. And guess who else came out of the Southern New York District Court? I think I alluded to that right before this preamble. I'm talking about Rudolph Giuliani. Now, when Rudolph Giuliani was a part, the lead prosecutor in the New York Southern Federal District Court, this guy was kicking ass and taking names. He took down John Gotti. He took down the mafia. He took down corruption. I mean, he was a no-holds-barred prosecutor. Now, guess who worked under the tutelage of Rudolph Giuliani during this particular time? None other than Robert Mueller. You get the politics that's going on here, folks? And that's why now that Giuliani came aboard and had this powwow with the Robert Mueller special counsel, that's why Giuliani just came out, and everybody thought Giuliani was going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs or something, but in actuality, he was doing nothing more than what the Clintons do. He put all the information that the Robert Mueller special counsel was trying to hold over the Trump administration, and he made it public. That he made the payment to Cohen, which made the payment to Stormy Slutbag, should know her role as a slutty whore Daniels. You know, the whole, everything. He put it all out on the table so that there could be nothing more that Robert Mueller's special counsel can hold over the president's head. And you know, I'm glad that in this powwow between Giuliani and Robert Mueller, I'm glad that Giuliani was able to extract that the Mueller special counsel is not going to indict the president. Not going to indict the president. Because I tell you, anything resembling that would cause a major constitutional crisis and jeopardize the integrity of the country itself. But since Giuliani has extracted this information that Mueller is not going to prosecute, not going to indict the president, doesn't mean that he's not going to subpoena him for questioning, which may be coming around the pike since, you know, Giuliani and the Trump administration now are finally starting to fight back against this Robert Mueller special counsel and are finally starting to do, you know, things that are putting Mueller in a very precarious situation legally. Now, we've got all this going on. On top of that, the president this morning, I think it's rather convenient. Early this morning, around 7 a.m., the president tweets out that the Department of Justice is trying to frame him. The Department of Justice is trying to frame him. And then just a few hours later, we just have this miraculous school shooting once again, which fits the goddamn MO of a false flag operation. Each and every fucking time. I mean, y'all remember the Las Vegas shooting? We've just swept that shit under the rug. Why? Because the narrative got too far gone that the damn authorities couldn't keep the cover over it, so they just directed their goddamn propagandized media cohorts to just shut their mouths and not talk about it anymore. Whatever happened to that shit? Remember, that was supposed to be the most tragic shooting in American history, and we have just brushed that under the table. Because it was a fucking false flag, excuse my French. And take a look at this other one, this Parkland shooting. Why do you think they've made these stupid brats, you know, these David Hogg and that ugly, disgusting, bald lesbian Bull Dyke and all this? Why do you think they've made them the faces of this particular shooting? Because the narrative of that damn shooting is starting to unravel, and it's been unraveling. The FBI, remember? I'm talking about Parkland shooting, and I'm talking about the Parkland shooting in Florida. Okay, just for y'all recollection, because there's so many goddamn false flag shootings out here, you don't know which one you're talking about. All right? Now, remember the Parkland shooting? That whole narrative was falling apart because the sheriff was basically talking out of both sides of his ass. We had actual law enforcement members there at the school that just stood down for whatever reason. We had the FBI in contact with this nutty individual, this so-called shooter at Parkland, twice. Twice the FBI went to talk to this guy. I mean, you want to keep going? I mean, let's go back even further than that. Let's even go back even further. Y'all remember the Pulse nightclub shooting? Remember the kebab that supposedly went into the gay club in Florida? Of course, Florida again. Went into the gay club in Florida and started shooting people because he hated gays or whatever the hell they tried to say. Folks, we unearthed that at the time it had happened. This asshole who was supposed to be the culprit shooter in this Pulse nightclub shooting worked for the Department of Homeland Security. We unearthed that he had a goddamn credits in movies. What do you call that? IMDb page or whatever the hell it's called, that movie page. I mean, he was in 3 movies. He was an actor. And he worked for the Department of Homeland Security? And you mean to tell me that, oh, we didn't know where this kebab came from and went in and started shooting a bunch of gay people? Get the fuck out of here! And then, miraculously, folks, you remember his old man, you know, the old man, the Mateen, that old fart, the old man, I can't believe my son did this, all that shit. Remember this son of a bitch? Right after his son had just conducted the Pulse nightclub shootings, it wasn't but, 2 weeks later, where he is literally seated in the back of Hillary Clinton's shoulder at a Hillary Clinton rally in 2016. I mean, come on, man! I mean, are we still supposed to believe this shit? I mean, on top of which, folks, haven't you seen that every time they show B-roll footage of these so-called shootings, it's your typical MO, modus operandi, a bunch of idiots just standing around. I'm talking about the cops and all the authorities. They're all just standing around, and, you know, you've got some people moving and look like they're doing something. I never see anybody with blood. I mean, you talk about these massive amount of people that are shot and chopped up with AR-15s and all this other nonsense. I never see any blood. I never see anybody getting wheeled out of the damn school with any massive wounds that has to be stopped. I never see any of the tail signs of a very major crisis situation in the make. I never see it. It's always a bunch of damn cops standing around laughing, waiting till they go to the bar at the end of this whole goddamn crap. Anyway, folks, look, we, the Capitalist Army, we've been investigating this whole nonsense, this whole shooting in Santa Fe, Texas, all day long. And I want to credit many members of the Capitalist Army, Iberian, Trumpin, believe it or not. We got a whole bunch of people contributed. I'm sorry if I don't know all your names, man. Everybody fucking contributed. And I want to say that we came to the conclusion that this was not only a false flag operation, but we found a news report out of the Galveston News. And folks, it is on my gab right now. It was gab 4 hours ago. It says, Capitalist Army's investigations confirms false flag operation. Here's an article from this past February showing there was a shooting at the goddamn same high school. Same high school had a shooting in February. Okay? What are the odds? And I'm going to read you this report because it's nice and sweet, just in case you folks are just listening to me, you know, out and about. This is out of the Galveston Daily News. Okay? This is written by Marissa Barnett, February 28th, 2018. The title, Police Investigate Possible Shots Fired at Santa Fe High School. Let me go ahead and read the article just for educational purposes only and critique purposes so I can get, you know, that fair use. Yeah. Santa Fe, Santa Fe High School was locked down for more than an hour Wednesday afternoon after a report of popping sounds that was initially feared to be shooting on campus. The high school, 16000 State Highway 6, was placed under lockdown at 12:30 p.m., meaning no one was allowed to enter or exit except police, according to Santa Fe Independent School District. Authorities had received a report of loud sounds believed to be gunshot fired outside of the school, the authority said. The school district put the campus on lockdown as a precautionary measure and followed the crisis management plan Assistant Superintendent Patty Hansard had said. Now, didn't we make this correlation the last time, folks, that every one of these schools that seem to be hit up with these mass shootings all go through these crisis management and drills and all this other nonsense? Why exactly are we going through these drills? Why exactly are we putting these children through all these supposed real ultra-simulated drills when obviously none of this is helping if you're going to take, you know, what they're telling us for face value? Obviously, all this is not helping, all right? Crisis drills, shooting drills, this doesn't do anything for anybody, but what it does do, it kind of makes it a lot easier for somebody who's actually conducting a drill to be able to claim it's real world. I mean, folks, every time there's been something that the media has covered on a national basis, especially when it comes to crisis, tragedy, death, there's always a drill going on. You know that there was a drill going on 9/11/2001 in which the Air Force was simulating an attack by the Russians, in which the Russians were doing the exact same thing in the simulation? And that's why we didn't have any kind of fighter jets to be able to intercept the planes that were going into all these targets during September 11, 2001, because they were all being used for this exercise drill. So all I'm saying is, folks, this literally smells like a goddamn false flag, and it makes me sick. And you want to know why they would put this false flag up? Because of what I was just describing to you, all the news that's coming out, like I said, the Inspector General's report, the fact that the president this morning tweeted out on his Twitter that the Department of Justice is trying to frame him. On top of which, folks, we've got the House Intelligence Committee, chaired by Devin Nunes, being now backed up by the president. The president has vocally given his support to Devin Nunes into pursuing these documents that the House Intelligence Committee has been trying to obtain from the Department of Justice and the FBI, and the Department of Justice and the FBI has been stonewalling because, truth be told, if the documents were produced, it would implicate them in treason! I mean, let's be honest, all right? Let's just be honest. That's why the Department of Justice and the FBI doesn't want to produce the documents to the House Intelligence Committee. Because they know the FBI was weaponized politically. And now what they're trying to do is trying to stop the information from going public so that Mr. and Mrs. Joe Sixpack don't find this out. So how do you do that? You just go ahead, oh, look, children are dead now. Oh, look, oh, you see? It's your fault. Let's take away your Second Amendment now. Oh, Jesus Christ, man. I mean, I'm so sick of these goddamn false flags, man. They make me sick. If you believe this crap, then you're a fool. You understand? And you know the sad part about it is that it's completely legal for the government to do this to us. I mean, look it up for yourself. 2012, Barack Obama passed a law, and not to mention our Congress did it too. I mean, that's why he signed it, in which it is now legal for government agencies to literally feed us lying propaganda. Lying propaganda. Why do you think the news has become fake news? Why do you think our president continues to go after the media? Because he's very aware of this. He's very aware that the media is not only not in his favor, but it's weaponized to coerce the public into going against his authority. And that's what this media has done, and it's continuing to do, and that's why they're trying to stop those of us in the independent media. They're trying to stop even independent grandmas and grandpas and dads and moms that are just on social media posting the truth, posting articles, all right, contradicting the hypocrisy that's coming out of the left-wing rhetoric. And these people are being targeted for censorship. I mean, it's time for us to start standing up, folks, because there is a concerted effort by those on the left to try to not only destroy this country, but to make sure that those of us that want to live in a regular, civil American society never get to see that as a reality again. These leftists would rather destroy the whole country before they ever see America go back to the way it was. And why is it? Because they're fanatical. They're totalitarian freaks. I said this on the last broadcast. Anyone who is trying to advocate socialism or communism is doing so because they're on one of two sides. One side believes in this political romantic idea that the government or somebody, some magical communist fairy, is going to come along and feed them, feed their families, give them houses, give them clothing, give them cars, and all this utopian crap. And they actually believe this, and that's why they're advocating communism and socialism, because they don't know any better. They're idiots. Or two, they're advocating communism or socialism because they're already either in charge of an institution, in charge of an industry, and the reason that they want communism and socialism is because they want total power, control over your life. Take a look at every communist and socialist model, folks. People don't have decisions to do anything anymore. And that's the irony whenever you see these idiot leftists marching and protesting in the streets. You idiot leftists, you wouldn't be able to do that in communism. You would be shot dead. You would be shot dead if you did that in communism. And you see, these idiot people, especially our youth, this is the youth of the selfie generation, the Tide Pod Challenge, the sexualization of cartoons, the infatuation of video games. I mean, I could go on and on. This is the generation right here. And you know something? And look, I'll get to the financial hour here right now, but I want to leave it with this. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, all these shootings happened how the authorities telling us, that how they told us it happened. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, everything that the media and the authorities are saying is just absolutely true. Well, then why are they coming after our Second Amendment, folks? Why is it that law-abiding citizens have to have their God-given rights taken away from them that were given to us by God? No goddamn state. People need to read the Bill of Rights. People need to read the goddamn articles that give us these rights, man. The Constitution. But because a bunch of brat kids are shooting each other, it's our fault. It's those of us that are practicing our Second Amendment's fault who don't have any goddamn criminal record. It's our fault. No, you people have got it all wrong. The Second Amendment has been here since this whole goddamn country began. Since the whole country began. We haven't seen these types of episodes. If you just want to exclusively talk about school shootings, we haven't seen this episode of consecutive school shootings until two things happen. First of all, Hollywood incepted school shootings a long time ago in the early 90s. Okay? I'm going to tell you just two instances in which it incepted school shootings in the minds of the masses. The first one was a video by the name of, it was a band by the name of Pearl Jam. I'm sure you all have heard of Pearl Jam. It was a video called Jeremy. The video Jeremy was made in 1990-91. And in that video, and it's well and very manipulative and very artistically directed, but that's why it's so artistically directed, to manipulate the psyche and incept ideas. And in that video, it shows school violence in that video. Another one that comes to mind is a Leonardo DiCaprio movie by the name of Basketball Diaries. And in that movie, Basketball Diaries, which came out in 94, 95, actually I think it came out in 93, 94, if I'm not mistaken. In that movie, Basketball Diaries, there is a, I guess, a fantasy thought in the heroined out mind of the Leonardo DiCaprio character, in which he goes into a high school, his old high school, and starts shooting up the whole class with a black trench coat and a machine gun. Now, it wasn't but maybe, what, 3 or 4 years after that particular inception, we saw two kids go into Columbine High School with black trench coats and machine guns, going in there and killing their fellow classmates. Now, this is only one aspect in which they have incepted. And I'm talking about the people who are behind television programming. I keep telling you folks this. Why do you think they call it television programming? Because they're trying to program you. Do you understand me? Why do you think everybody right now in present day America are trying to live vicariously through their own favorite fucking movie? Every woman out there in the goddamn Million Woman March, I guarantee you, are living vicariously through their fucking favorite romantic comedy. And they actually believe in their stupid heads that that's going to somehow come to pass. That that's going to somehow, you know, going to come to them, it's going to happen to them, Prince Charming's going to come along, they're going to fucking serenade them from their window and all that horse shit. All right, now listen. Aside from these two inceptions, there's many inceptions, but those two come to mind very vividly, folks, because I've been around a long time, and when I saw that, and I saw the Basketball Diaries scene when Leonardo DiCaprio goes in and shoots up his high school, and then to see the same scenes happen consistently years later, you don't think that that has something to do with it? I'll tell you another thing that has something to do with it. We didn't see school shootings on a habitual basis like this until we started having the psychology industry diagnose our children with all kinds of ailments that are, you know, pseudoscience that they've just pulled out of their ass. And this happened in the 90s, folks. I remember it. Prior to the 90s, there was no psychotropic drugs. What was the last psychotropic drug prior to the 90s? What was it? Valium? Remember that? Valium? I mean, that was it. I mean, and Valium was supposed to, like, you know, kind of calm your ass. It was like a Xanax, but without so much goddamn intensity. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't until the 90s that the psychology industry started taking control of the children of this country. And how did they take control of it? Because parents didn't want to be parents anymore. So, you know, they didn't know what to do. So these psychology operations started opening up these practices in which it was specifically geared towards teenage adolescents. And whenever these kids, would be actually thrown into the psychology industry by their parents, the psychology industry used all these kids as guinea pigs. If you were someone, as a kid, anywhere from the age of, Jesus, I guess 10 to 18, 19 years old, during the 90s, and you were taking psychotropic drugs, you were guinea pigs. you were guinea pigs to what is now known as the common psychotropic drugs that everybody just pops like candy nowadays. This is really what brought in the impulsive school shooting reactionary activity that we are witnessing today on a habitual basis. It's the fact that our children, aside from them being warped because of our society, and warped because mommy and daddy aren't being mommy and daddy, warped because they're chemically being reprogrammed with psychotropic drugs, warped because when they look on the boob tube, they're not even seeing boobs anymore. They're seeing, oh, there's more than two genders. Yeah, you got the guy they used to watch as a kid, Bill Nye the Science Guy. I mean, this is another inception. Bill Nye the Science Guy, never a scientist, played one as a children's television show on Saturday night or Saturday morning cartoons. 10, 20, 30 years later, he's out here saying, no, there's two genders. Or there's more than two genders. Yeah, there's more than two genders, and we need to jail people that don't believe in climate change. Because I'm Bill Nye the Science Guy. I mean, this is the inception, man. You understand? This is what I'm talking about. And every one of you out there, you need to get your head and enlighten yourself. Be in control of your senses. You know, sight, hearing, smell, taste, feel, thought. Be in control of your senses. Don't let the oversensory of life completely discombobulate your thoughts. And this is where people become mentally strong, and that's what I'm trying to advocate when I try to tell people to become capitalists. You will not find stronger people than an independent capitalist, because they've seen all the problems. I mean, why do you think Trump's so confident about everything he does? He's already been there. He's done that. Bankruptcy, he's done that. Bad business deals, he's done that. Bad women, he's done that. He's done everything. He's not afraid. He's not afraid to do shit, and that's what's prohibiting many people from being the goddamn capitalist that they should be. They're afraid to take a step. Why are you afraid to take a step? It's your step. It's not the government telling you to take a step. It's not the government's step. It's your step. Anyway, folks, look, I'm being a little long-winded here, but I am tired of hearing these sons of bitches, all right, talking about taking away our Second Amendment rights, because now we have a plethora of school shootings which are a direct consequence of what I've been telling you folks, man. Inception and programming. And in this case, because the psychology industry has taken control of your children, these children now, and this is, you know, goes back to my autistic rant about autism and how I think they're a bunch of bullshit. I mean, who created autism? I don't remember autists until... I'm going to be completely honest with you. I do not remember autism being a prevalent thing in our society until after the year 2000. And where did we get this autistic shit? Well, let's be honest. It's a direct consequence of the psychology industry taking control of our children in the 90s and using our children as guinea pigs, reprogramming their brain chemistry, and possibly those people reproducing and passing that genetics on to the next generation. I have never taken a psychotropic drug in my life. As a matter of fact, I don't really like taking pills. Everybody thinks I'm nuts that I don't take pills and I don't like going to the doctor and all this nonsense. But, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, you know, do you want to go to the doctor? I mean, I'm not the healthiest, but I can get around. I mean, I can work a full 8-hour day. I can lift, you know, shit. I'm still a man. I'm not frail. I'm not meek. I'm not some trembling little old man over here. I mean, I'm still a strong, boisterous individual that can take care of my own. And the reason is because I haven't been taking pills that are supposed to be prescribed to me by a doctor that will give me this side effect, that side effect. And then I got to take another pill to get this side effect, that side effect. I'm not going to do it. As a matter of fact, I mean, I know I've got ulcers and I've got acid reflux disease. But I look at it like this, man. I mean, nowadays, if you take the medication, I just saw an ad for Prilosec and another acid reflux drug being advertised that it makes your kidneys fail, and it's in some law office is wanting you to give them a call because if you take Prilosec or these other acid reflux disease drugs, I mean, your kidneys could go out. I mean, that's why I'm saying I'd rather drop dead on my own accord. You know, I remember when I was a boy, old people would just die of old age. You know, I'm not joking. That's what we used to call it. I mean, you know, people would just die. You know, they would just die. You know, the old people, they lived alone and they just die in their sleep. They just die of old age, man. Why? Because they didn't go and pop pills for every fucking stupid little ailment that they had, for heaven's sake. All right? I mean, old people, they still went out, they had steaks, you know, they ate apple pie, you know, they still drank beer, you know. I mean, the reason that we're so frail now, if you want my opinion, has a lot to do with what we're being prescribed as drugs, not only psychotropic, but physiological, man. Why do you think that the natural industry is so big right now? And I'm not trying to say the natural industry is what everybody should go to. Everybody should do whatever the fuck they want. It's freedom, man. I mean, isn't that what America was built on? That I can do whatever the fuck I want just as long as I'm not hurting anybody or infringing on anybody's property? But no, that's not what it's about. Now it's about totalitarian freaks telling you what to do. Jesus Christ, man. Anyway, look, I got to get through. I got to talk a little bit about the cryptocurrency markets, folks. I'm sorry. There was just a lot of news today. I had to give that preamble. We'll talk about it here in a little bit. But let's talk a little bit about crypto because we did see a cryptocurrency contraction here since the last time we've talked, okay? Now, the reason we have seen this, and I gave a lecture to the inner circle about what I'm about to tell you guys in a very, very brief amount of time here, is that what I have found, folks, is that if you take a look at the U.S. dollar currency index, okay, and let me go ahead and gab that out for you folks. I'm just going to post the link, and you can go ahead and check it out if you're listening to me right now and you want to know what the hell I'm talking about. Let me go ahead and post that link for you folks right now on Gab. There it is. There is the dollar index currency, the dollar U.S. currency index. Now, I would like everybody to take a look at that chart right there. Now, as you can see, if you take a look at the dips on each and every time that this particular U.S. dollar dipped, you can put the chart of the entire cryptocurrency market on top of that and see whenever the dollar dipped, the cryptocurrency markets went up. And vice versa. Take a look right now where we're at on the chart. As you can see, we're on a hill upward. It looks like it's about to go on to a bull run. And there's a lot of reasons why the dollar's going on a bull run. We've been talking about this forever. Federal Reserve raising interest rates. The dollar is valuable, folks. And, you know, here it is right here. Now, what people should think about, especially you swing and pattern traders who want to get in on some of these 10 or 20% dips or rises, is coincide. And you have to always be looking, because remember, currencies, I mean, it ain't the stock market, baby. It runs 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day. So what you want to do is coincide your plays with whenever you see a contraction in the U.S. dollar. If you see a contraction in the U.S. dollar, you're going to see an automatic raise in cryptocurrency. And that, my friends, is probably the best information that I have ever given this particular broadcast for free. You're welcome, all right? I'm not joking. All you traders out there, all you got to do is take a look at that dollar index, and whenever it starts slipping, the cryptocurrency markets go up the ass, and whenever it starts increasing, we see massive contractions in the cryptocurrency market. Now, why is that? Because, folks, lest we forget that institutional Wall Street guys are now getting into the crypto game. And they're integrating their ability to be able to buy crypto with their ability to be able to liquidate it, sell it, and put it into fiat or put it into stocks. And I'm not just talking about like average investors. I'm talking about the assholes in Wall Street. Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, these guys. That's why you can see massive amounts of cryptocurrency market cap just go out of the market. Within the past several days, folks, we've seen $100 billion of cryptocurrency market capitalization just leave the market. But when you find out and you take a look at what I just told you here, and I just once again gabbed a link to the U.S. dollar currency index, you can see that the dollar's on a bull run right now. And it makes sense why cryptocurrency had a contraction. So, once again, folks, you're welcome. And I hope that you use that to make yourself richer, make yourself a better capitalist, and pursue your dreams, man. You know what I'm saying? Pursue your dreams. Now, I do want to remind everybody, listen, I know that maybe many of you are trying to call the line and are finding that you're not going to be able to call. You know what? The line's gone, okay? Because, you know, I'm just, you know, it's not even worth it anymore. I think I'm going to sell it to some phone sex or psychic or something. Who knows, all right? But it's over. It didn't work. It sucked. No more phone number for the broadcast, all right? So y'all could suck it. Anyway, let's go ahead and talk about some cryptocurrencies. I know that I'm I'm kind of falling behind, so to speak, but let's talk a little bit about cryptocurrencies here. Now, we are starting to somewhat see a bounce back, but very little. And the bounce back is a consequence of a major contraction. So let's go ahead and take a look at it here. Let's go to Bitcoin. Let's go to the whole market cap of the market. Right now, the whole market cap of the market is $377 billion market cap. $377 billion. Remember, we were at about We were approaching $460 billion. Man, that all went away. Because why? The U.S. dollar increases like a mofo. Now let's get to Bitcoin, BTC. Current market cap for Bitcoin is $140 billion market cap. The current circulating supply for Bitcoin is 17 million in circulation. In the past 24 hours, Bitcoin has gone up 2.39%. Now, this is a decent bounce back because we were looking at 8,000 flat during this contraction on Bitcoin, but now, current price, $8,252.29 per Bitcoin. Let's get to Ethereum, ETH. Current market capitalization is $69 billion market cap. The current circulating supply is 99 million in circulation. In the past 24 hours, Ethereum, ETH, has gone up 3.73%. Current price for Ethereum, symbol ETH, current price is $695.12 per Ethereum. Let's get to Bitcoin Cash, folks. Now, once again, I think this is a good buying price for you folks that are wanting to take the next swing on this one. Take a look at it. I mean, if you take a look at the chart, it looks, once again, bound to rise at some point. Let's take a look at it. BCH, current market cap is $20 billion. Current circulating supply is 17 million in circulation. In the past 24 hours, it has gone up 0.96%. Current price for Bitcoin Cash, symbol BCH, $1,208.42 per Bitcoin Cash. Now, let's get to EOS, because I did cover it the last time, because I was trying to make a comparison to it and to RLC. But let me go ahead and cover EOS. Now, I want to thank Dan, the new member of the Inner Circle and a member of the True Capitalist Radio chat room, for enlightening me on what the hell's going to happen here in the near future with EOS. Because as I've stated, folks, I don't know what the hell is making this go and run so high. I mean, we are at a high price given the fact that EOS has got 864 million in circulation. Now, I caution all of you that are holding, maybe you bought in at 2, maybe you bought in at 5, and you rode this all the way to its current price. I currently warn you that this June is do or die for EOS, because the whole hype behind whatever technology that they're trying to produce has to come to fruition this June. It's put up or shut up for EOS. Now, from what I've gathered, I don't think they've produced shit. But that's just the rumor mill that I've gotten through. I don't know. I mean, maybe they'll surprise everybody. But it's do or die for EOS, and I don't think that even if they do produce some kind of technology, I think that the over-speculation is just already put into the price. So as far as I'm concerned, I don't like EOS, and I'm cautioning all of you that are invested in EOS, check your positions this June, because it's do or die for these guys, all right? Let's take a look at EOS. $11 billion market capitalization. The current circulating supply, like I just said before, 864 million in circulation. In the past 24 hours, EOS has gone up 5.71%. The current price for EOS, $13.06 per EOS. I bought this damn thing at 40 cents and sold off at like a buck and change, man. It makes me sick. But hey, that's the beautiful part about the markets. There's always going to be other opportunities, and you gotta stick and move, baby. You gotta keep profiting. You gotta keep on trucking. Let's get to Litecoin, LTC. Current market cap is $7.7 billion market cap. The current circulating supply for Litecoin is 56 million in circulation. In the past 24 hours, Litecoin has gone up 3.31%. Current price for Litecoin is $136.24 per Litecoin. And like I said, I don't know what the hell's going to happen with Litecoin, but shut up, Charlie Lee! Go shove a few egg rolls in your hole and shut up! Let's get to Monero. What do I tell you about Monero? It likes to run, run, baby, and it's done that today. Once again, this one is definitely for pattern or swing trading. Let's get to the market cap. It's $3.2 billion market cap. The circulating supply is 16 million in circulation for Monero. In the past 24 hours, Monero has gone up 6.13% increase. Current price for Monero, symbol XMR, current price $203.72 per Monero. Let's get to Dash, folks. Dash, D-A-S-H. Current market capitalization is $3.2 billion market cap. The current circulating supply is 8 million. 8 million now. In the past 24 hours, Dash has gone up 2.65%. Current price for Dash, D-A-S-H, $396.30 per Dash. And man, what have I told you all about Zcash, baby? What did I tell you? What did I tell all of you? I've been telling you since 2017 on Zcash and on Ethereum and, you know, a couple other coins. But specifically here in the recent times, I've been saying I like Zcash. There's a lot of people backing it up. It's got a privacy component. All that jive I've been saying. Look at it now, baby. Look at it now. Let's go ahead and cover Zcash. Current market cap for Zcash is $1.4 billion. In market capitalization. The current circulating supply, 3.9 million, a very low 3.9 million in circulation. In the past 24 hours, even amidst the contraction, Zcash has gone up 17.01%, almost 20% in a 24-hour period. The current price for Zcash, symbol ZEC, current price $366.91 per Zcash. Now let's go ahead and get to Quantum, folks. I'm telling you, man, if you all aren't acquiring Quantum at these prices, I don't know what the hell your problem is, baby. And let me tell you, the only reason that we haven't seen Quantum go up at the price yields at Ethereum is because time is on our side. Yes, it is. Time's on our side, baby. They're out there making deals. They're making partnerships. They're creating new QRC20 tokens to overtake other markets because they already dominate the Asian market. Okay, Quantum already dominates the Asian market. They're trying to delve in right now into the Muslim market with Halal Coin, which I know people may think is a joke, but I think that you people need to realize what halal means and how sacred that word is in the Muslim community. So I think that these guys were thinking way ahead. And on top of which, folks, there is rumors in the grapevine that Coinbase is looking at adding Quantum or 0x or Nano to their exchange. And that would be unbelievable. If they added Quantum, not only would that shoot Quantum up to $100, but that means all of you with a Coinbase account at have Quantum, you know, you want a little bit of cash, you want a little bit of, you know, spare money, you could cash out. You could cash out in fiat if you got your Quantum, baby, and cash out on Coinbase. But once again, these are the three in the rumor mill, folks. Okay, the three in the rumor mill are Quantum, Q-T-U-M. We've got 0x and Nano. And we're gonna cover 0x and Nano here in just 1 second. But let's get to Quantum, folks. Q-T-U-M. Once again, this is a proof of stake coin. So all you got to do is purchase your Quantum, leave it in your Quantum Core wallet, and stake it. And while it's just on there staking, you're getting paid more Quantum for staking your Quantum. It's beautiful. It's like getting paid a dividend for holding the damn currency. I love it. I love it. QTUM current market cap is $1.14 billion market cap. The current circulating supply for Quantum, 88 million in circulation. Considerably less than Ethereum, just FYI. In the past 24 hours, Quantum has gone up 4.33%. Current price for Quantum, a dirt cheap, symbol QTUM, dirt cheap, $16.09. I'm getting ahead of myself. $16.09 per Quantum. I'm telling you, one day, everybody that's in the inner circle, because this is a considerable portion of our holdings, we're going to rake up and we're going to be filthy rich. Because, I mean, most all of us have major holdings of Quantum, 150 minimum or plus. I'm not even kidding. I mean, there's one guy that's got about like 1,200. You got another. I mean, this is serious business. And if you just take a look at the technology, you take a look at the partnerships, it's only a matter of time before we start seeing Ethereum prices at Quantum. Now, once again, I did allude to the fact that in the rumor mill, Quantum is being looked at as a possible addition to Coinbase. Another one is Nano, folks. Nano, N-A-N-O. This was Ryblox. Remember, this was the former coin Ryblox that rebranded itself. Let's go ahead and take a look at it. Nano, current market cap is $745 million market capitalization. The current circulating supply is 133 million in circulation. In the past 24 hours, Nano has gone up 2.53% increase. The current price for Nano, $5.59 per Nano, all right? And listen, I mean, who knows which one, maybe they'll all be put on Coinbase. If you own a piece of all of them, you know, you'll be generously profiting. I mean, who knows? That is the question. That's what many people that are in these cryptos are waiting for. So let's see what happens. Let's see what happens, huh? Let's go to 0x, folks. ZRX is the symbol. The current market cap is $685 million market capitalization. The current circulating supply is 528 million in circulation. In the past 24 hours, ZRX has gone up 4.44%. The current price for 0X, $1.30. Pretty cheap. I mean, it's gone up considerably. The inner circle and myself made a move on this particular crypto at 40 cents, so we're feeling pretty happy about our position, to say the least, all right? Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and cut this short here, folks. Go ahead and take a drink of some Love on the Rocks. And we're going to go ahead and move on to stocks because I'm sure everybody's wondering what the hell's going on in the stock market, what the hell's going on with the commodities markets, and you come here to figure that out, so we're going to go ahead and talk about it together. We had a flat day in today's markets. not really knowing really why, other than possibly a lot of people on Wall Street not wanting to hold any stocks in a potential weekend that could be unpredictable. You know? You don't want to be holding stocks in a weekend where, you know, something haywire goes wrong or something happens, and then Monday morning, everything just starts going belly up. So that could be a reason. And not to mention, we've got a very expensive dollar, a very valuable dollar, so that also is a contributing factor to the flat stock market today. So let's go ahead and take a look at it. Dow Jones, it is up modestly 1.11 points. A percentage increase of none. It was no percentage increase. It was insignificant. Closing out the Dow Jones Industrial at 24,715.09 points for the Dow Jones Industrial. We've got the S&P 500 down 7.16 points, a percentage decrease of 0.26%. Closing out the S&P at 2,712.97 points. For the S&P 500, we've got the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ is also down 28.13 points, a percentage decrease of 0.38%, closing out the NASDAQ at 7,354.34 points for the NASDAQ composite. Now, let's go ahead and get to commodities here, folks, because once again, when you have this bull run on the dollar, everything should be going down in commodities unless it is something that is interpreted by the commodities traders as scarce. So let's go ahead and take a look. Energy, it's still hovering around that $70-$71 mark on WTI, folks. But mark my words, we're going straight to at least $90-$95 a barrel. I can see this positioning. It happens all the time. I've been observing the oil markets for many decades. And, if you're a stock trader, if you're wanting somebody that makes a play on oil, ETF, oil companies, especially oil companies, folks, Exxon and Chevron's and BP's, these oil companies, they're the ones that are going to benefit if the price of oil goes up to $100 plus a barrel. I mean, they're the ones that are going to profit. They're the ones that are going to make all the cash. And that's going to be reflected in their stock price. And not to mention, you know, a lot of these oil companies, aside from them being a play for a potential increase in price because you're anticipating an increase in price of the crude oil barrels, it's also a good opportunity right now to value invest potentially some of these oil companies. Because these oil companies, aside from trying to anticipate the gain for the stock, they pay dividends. And oil companies pay very, very generous dividends. So if you're somebody who's a very bearish investor and doesn't want to take very many risks, it would be something to entertain to value invest whatever oil company you feel is going to be the most profitable during this rise in oil prices. Exxon, BP, you name it. And what value investing is this. This is what this means. Every month, you set aside so much money to save. And instead of putting it into a savings account, you put it into buying the oil stock in question. And some months it'll be higher, some months it'll be lower. But either way, the value investing strategy of just putting a constant so much money per month, it's going to average itself out in the cost and the value of the stock itself. And at the same time, as you acquire more numbers of stock, more dividends are going to go in your pocket because a dividend is paid based upon how many shares you own. And this is how you make money work for you, baby. You know? I mean, I'm just trying to plant seeds to you guys. I'm trying to create capitalists here, and I hope some of you are actually listening, especially on a Baller Friday. Especially on a Baller goddamn Friday. Anyway, folks, we are now in the second hour of the True Capitalist Radio broadcast. And, of course, I am your host, the man they call Ghost. And once again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in with me. Before we get started on the rest of the finances, I would like everybody to please spread this show link around like wildfire, all right? You're listening to the underground. You understand this, right? If you're listening to the sound of my voice, you are listening to the political underground of the right wing of the political spectrum. Do you understand? I mean, they're trying to take me down. They're trying to silence me, for Christ's sake. They're trying to silence me, but I won't be silenced. Do you understand? I won't be silenced. I'm a capitalist trying to create other capitalists. That's what I'm trying to do. And that's why I continue to do this broadcast against all odds, for Christ's sake. Against all goddamn odds. I don't care if they're going to try to stop me. You're not going to stop me. I'll make my own broadcast. I'll make my own website. You're not going to stop me. I'm a capitalist, damn it. I'm a capitalist. And nothing can stop me. Nothing. And I'm telling you, folks, I mean, I feel so liberated, to be honest with you, being independent. I could say a fuck or a shit every now and then. I could do this, I can do that. But I'm going to be honest with you, folks. The $4,000 a month on average that Blog Talk Radio would traditionally pay yours truly for conducting this broadcast is definitely something that is a little missed, to say the least, all right? Now, not that I need a whole bunch of cash, but it does give somebody like myself who's got brick-mortar businesses, who's got a family, who's got this and that, it's a good motivator to have somebody continue, not only continue the broadcast, not only be more consistent, but have more days. I mean, I want to go back to 5 days a week. 5 days a week, baby, all right? Now, unfortunately, I have been, people have tried to take me off transaction companies because supposedly this show's racist and nobody wants to do business with True Capitalist Radio anymore and nobody, all that crap, regardless, it doesn't matter, I'm still here, I'm still kicking ass. So I tell you what, instead of all this Patreon crap and all this crap, because look, I definitely need the fan support out here. If you appreciate the content, you appreciate the financial hour, whatever you appreciate, what I need you to do is I need you to throw something into the True Capitalist Radio cryptocurrency wishing well. Now, this is not like Patreon where,
hey guys, you want to go ahead and do this and you want to donate?
No. Look at my gab. Check out my gab right now. Check out my gab. That's the link to the cryptocurrency True Capitalist Radio wishing well. And what's going to happen when you put cryptocurrency in any of those wallets there? Your wildest dreams will come true. I am selling acts of contrition. All right? I mean, once you throw into the cryptocurrency wishing well, you will be granted whatever it is that you want. And listen, many of you probably are saying, now, come on, Ghost, what is this crap? Are you shitting me? No, I'm not shitting you. Why do you think wishing wells are even in existence? You know? You see a pond, shit pond with shitty water in the middle of the goddamn mall, and yet people are flicking their dimes and nickels in there. Why? Because these types of actions, when you do first-person actions, when you manifest actions, you manifest it into reality. That's why wishing wells are all over the damn place. Because aside from people, you know, obviously taking the money at the end of the month or whatever the case might be, I mean, the action of you actually going forward and saying, look, I'm going to throw this in the wishing well and I wish I'm a better capitalist. I wish that I can make better decisions with money. I wish that I wasn't as scared to do things that I am today. I wish I could have better friends. I wish I could be more social. And believe me, it works. And the reason that it takes money, because money means something. You're taking something meaningful that you made or you have, throwing it in the well and saying, I wish this happens. And you have to manifest that. while doing that, you'll help, you know, support the show, all this other stuff. So I'm just trying to let everybody know. I mean, I'm already down a few thousand bucks on this broadcast, so I would appreciate if some of you goddamn butt dart playing, feminine penis loving, autistic anal loving pieces of cartoon fetish trash would at least throw a little bit of appreciation, and maybe, you never know, maybe throw some crypto into the wishing well, and as a result, who knows, you know, maybe.
You know what, I wish Ghost, I hope he becomes a brony, I wish he becomes a brony, there's no place like home.
And who knows, anyway. Now that we got that all out of the way, folks, all right, follow me on Gab as well, Politics Ghost, all one word, no underscores. Politics Ghost is the name to follow on Gab. And what's up to the True Capitalist Radio chat room once again, man? Thank you all for being a part of the True Capitalist Radio chat room. If you want to be a part of it, very easy, just go to my Gab, Politics Ghost, hit the subscribe button for premium content, and then private message me on Gab with your Discord chat name, and I'll give you an invitation to the True Capitalist Radio chat room. And it's, I don't know, these guys, I don't know, what do y'all call it in there? What do y'all guys call it in there? The Thunderdome? The Thunderdome.
It's the final countdown.
Anyway, all right, where the hell was I, for Christ's sake, man? We were supposed to be talking a little bit about commodities here, right? There we go. Let's get back to commodities. I was talking a little bit about crude oil here. Let's go ahead and get it, all right? Let's get to energy. WTI sweet crude is down 14 cents, a percentage decrease of 0.20%. Closing out WTI at $71.35 per barrel of WTI sweet crude. We've got Brent crude also down today, folks, modestly, but down 79 cents, a percentage decrease of 1%, closing out Brent crude at $78.51 per barrel of Brent crude oil. We've got gasoline down 0.50%. We've got natural gas down 0.77%, and heating oil is down 0.47%. Let's go ahead and get to the metals, shall we? The metals! Let's get to the goddamn metals! We've got gold up very modestly, $2.30, a percentage increase of 0.18%, closing out gold at $1,291.70 per troy ounce of gold. Silver down modestly, 2 cents, a percentage decrease of 0.10%, closing out silver at $16.47 per troy ounce of silver. We got copper down 0.89%, and we've got platinum down 0.44%. All right, let's continue to go on, baby. We got agriculture. Now, once again, these increases that you see, that you're going to hear in agriculture, are purely because of scarcity. All right, investors in the commodities markets aren't that stupid. All right, they don't just throw their money anywhere. So it's very interesting that we're seeing so much green in the commodities, considering we're seeing an increase in the dollar. So let's take a look at it. Corn right now is up 1.83%. Wheat, for Christ's sake, take a listen to wheat. Wheat is up 4.17% increase on the day. Good God. We've got oats up 0.41%. Rough rice is down 1.40%. Soybean is up 0.35%. Soybean oil is up 0.13%. Canola is down 0.04%. Let's go ahead and get to the soft, shall we? Cocoa! What have I told you about cocoa? What have I told you about it? Ebola! 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 As a matter of fact, let's put that song on to commemorate what's going on in Africa right now. And for you folks that don't know what the hell's going on in Africa, believe it or not, there is a tremendous Ebola outbreak happening right now. And that is jeopardizing the cocoa prices. Cocoa, of course, is the base for chocolate. So let's go ahead and celebrate the fact that Ebola... Oh, that's loud enough. That Ebola is coming to a town near you. Do you remember Ebola? Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. 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 Come on, get dance! Dance on a Bowler Friday! Ah!
Ebola,
don't touch me, no E.T., nothing, Ebola, sing it with me, no E.T., nothing, Ebola, come on! Do you feel the Ebola chan? Y'all remember that, you sick damn autist? The Ebola chan! Ebola!
Ebola!
Oh, you got jungle fever? Huh? Got jungle fever? Got jungle fever? Huh? Ebola? Do you feel like getting black, Ebola?
Ebola, Ebola, I'm not going
Ebola. Come on, get hype, it's Bowler Friday! Ebola's all over Africa! Ebola. Ebola Chan. Ebola. All right, shut it up. Shut it up. Shut it. Shut that shit up. Anyway, I just want to make an exclamation point on that's why we're seeing an increase in cocoa out here, because Ebola is taking control of Africa, baby. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Africa. Go little way, little way, little way. Well, now we got Ebola coming back. Anyway, cocoa is up 1.48%. We've got coffee.
Hey, dude, just don't talk to me. Don't talk to me unless I have my coffee, dude. Yeah. Yeah, just don't talk to me, alright? Don't talk to me unless I have my fucking coffee. You understand me? Huh? Yeah, I'm a fucking liberal, dude. I'm a fucking liberal.
Shut up! Anyway, we've got coffee. What is it? Coffee's up 0.08%. We got sugar. It is up 0.87%. Now we're starting to see a little bit of a decrease in orange juice. It seems as if the investors are starting to basically say, maybe there's not going to be that bad of a yield shortage out of Brazil. So it is down today, 2.21% decrease for orange juice. We've got cotton. Cotton is up 1.79%. Now we're starting to see a decrease in lumber, folks. Finally, we're starting to see a decrease in lumber after seeing constant 1.5%, 1.2% increases on a daily basis on lumber. We're seeing a contraction now. Lumber is down 2.35% decrease. We've got rubber up 0.15%. Ethanol is up 0.75%. Let's go ahead and get to live cattle, shall we, folks? Live cattle is down 0.88%. Cattle feeder is down 0.79%. And lean hog, folks, all right? And before I get to lean hog price, y'all know what I'm about to say, all right? Y'all know what I'm about to say. We've got to sustain the continuity of the goddamn ham bone movement. And what I'd like for each and every one of you to do out there, you don't have to confront fat, gigantuous Snorlaxes that got cellulite dripping off their asses. They've got back tits. You know, I'm not talking, you don't have to confront them, all right? Just pass by them as they're hovering around in their hover rounds in the supermarkets and the shopping malls. Just go past them and say, "Hambo." I mean, that's it. That's all you got to do. And as a matter of fact, I've got people saying they're doing it. And, you know, these fat people, they sense it. They understand. They kind of have a sense that the ham bone movement is actually in effect. And it should be. I mean, good God, how in the hell can you get yourself that fat in the ass, for Christ's sake, man? I mean, look, you're an American, all right? If you want to be a little girthy, you want to be a little chunky, that's your prerogative. As long as you're a goddamn capitalist and you pay for your own food, I don't give a crap. But no, we've got these people that are freaking 600-pound, fat, disgusting wastes of life. I mean, these people are so fat, they use pillowcases for socks, for Christ's sake. All right? I mean, so fat, they got their own freaking zip codes. I mean, just fat, gigantuan Snorlaxes. I mean, these people need a little bit of motivation, and I think that we need to go ahead and give it to them, for Christ's sake. All right? So once again, if you see them in their damn hover rounds and they're backing up, you know how they back up in those fucking hover rounds? It makes me sick! They back up, beep, 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 beep. I mean, I wish I could just kick them over in their goddamn... just help me with the ham bone movement, all right? That's all I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to plant seeds, all right? I'm just trying to give people some motivation, all right? Put the fucking fork down, fatty, all right? Put the fucking fork down, fatty! You'll thank me! You will thank me one day! Stop eating! Anyway, lean hog is down 1.21% decrease on the day. And folks, that, my friends, is the markets for your ass, all right? Good God. Let me tell you, hey, listen, I didn't mean to spend all that time preambling about all the stuff that I'm probably going to talk about later anyway, but it has to be said, man. It has to goddamn be said, and if it isn't said, then I don't know. I don't know what kind of America we're in if I can't say it. I don't know, man. Anyway, let me go ahead and have a little bit more love on the rocks here. Let me go ahead and fill this back up, for Christ's sake, man. We've got some scotch here, baby. You know what I'm saying? Woo! Let's do it. Oh, yeah. Hey, listen. I can do that because, first of all, I'm a capitalist, and secondly, it's a Baller Friday. And for you folks that are just tuning in with me, wondering what the hell a Baller Friday is, it's that part of the week in which those of us capitalists look back on this past week's success. Whether you worked hard, or you conducted good labor, or you conducted good business, you look past this past week's success and you bask in your success. Do you understand? You bask in your success because no one is going to give you any props. No one's going to give you any props, so you got to bask in it yourself and look at your success and make sure to have, you know, your favorite vice around you. You know, I like alcoholic beverages, but if that's not your forte, well, then maybe it's a, you know, gallon of ice cream. You know, maybe it's getting a large pizza. Maybe it's a one pie and a fork. I mean, who knows? I mean, whatever it is, you deserve it. If you're a capitalist, you deserve it. All right. So I want to say cheers first and foremost, and happy Baller Friday to all the capitalists that are listening to me throughout the world. And you know what's beautiful before I get on with this toast is that I am looking at the logs of all the people that are trying to listen to the broadcast, and literally we are worldwide now, and I am so glad. I am so glad because, listen, I wanted to go back to being broadcasted at 24K, okay? And that's what we're being broadcasted. That's how we're being encoded and whatnot. And the reason is because I want everybody all over the world. And look, I'm even getting people in Ghana, in Nigeria, I mean, in Saudi Arabia. I'm getting people all over the world that are listening to this broadcast that probably wouldn't have otherwise listened to it because I'm broadcasting at 24K, and 24K can even be picked up by a piece of shit dial-up 56K modem. You understand? And I love it. I love I'm worldwide. I don't care where you are in the world. Cheers to you if you are a capitalist or want to be a capitalist. Cheers to you for listening, all right? Doesn't matter where you are in the world, cheers. And I definitely want to say cheers to the Capitalist Army. Cheers to the True Capitalist Radio Chat. Cheers to the most sacred group that is near and dear to my heart, and I'm talking about the Inner Circle. And I want to say cheers to the greatest president in American history. I'm talking about Donald Trump. Cheers, baby, cheers. That's what I'm talking about, man. Now, before I get to some chat room shout-outs and before I get to some Gab shout-outs, I want to remind everybody that at the end of the third hour, what I plan on doing is this. Since it is a Baller Friday, and we're going to get into some serious topics here in a minute, I don't want it to be all gloom and doom. I don't want it to be all serious. It is a Baller Friday. What I'm going to do, since we do have a lot of, you know, autistic, Asperger, neckbeards, losers, four-eyed, freckle-faced, beaten stepchildren that listen to me that, for whatever reason, are either too chicken shit to go up to a woman to, you know, just even talk to it and potentially have some kind of a relationship that could eventually lead into them being ejaculated by a third party, I am going to show you. I am going to show you all how easy it is to meet women, okay? I'm going to do it the old-fashioned way. I'm going to call here in the next... Well, I'm actually at the end of the at the end of the third hour. I'm thinking about 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Probably 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, I should say. 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, I should say. Let me rephrase that before everybody gets all... Hey, you said 8:30! Hey, Coach, you said 8:30! Hey, Coach, you said 8:30! Shut up, you stupid tard! We're gonna call at about 9, maybe 8:50 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're going to call a dating line. And we're going to see, and I'm going to show you how easy it is to get women if you really wanted to get them. If you really wanted to get them, I'm going to show you all how easy it is if you really wanted to get them. But you see, folks, you have to understand that you have to have balls and you have to have game, all right? Balls and game. And we're going to do that, like I said, in the third hour, probably around 9 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. And we're going to go ahead and do that, all right? I'm serious. We're going to go ahead and do that. Now, without any further ado, let me go ahead and take the rest of this here. And let's go ahead and get to some chat room shout-outs. Now, what I'm going to do here is take chat room shout-outs from everybody who's in the True Capitalist Radio chat room right now. And if you want your fair share of the True Capitalist Radio chat room, well, then go to my Gab account, Politics Ghost. Hit the subscribe button for premium content, and then private message me your Discord chat name, and you'll be in here, baby. You'll be in here. All right, here we go. Let's go ahead and take some chat room shout-outs right now. We've got Yanni or Laurel. Oh, Jesus Christ, these stupid freaking internet trends. How about who gives a crap? How about that? How about who gives a fuck? Anyway, we've got the God of Rage, the Fatty Bounty Hunter, Blacked on Ebola Friday. Blacked on Ebola Friday? Oh, God! We've got Tesla Cyberheart. Ted Cruz is in here for some way. Ted Cruz. Santa Fe Shoot the Gay Away? Oh, man, Santa Fe Shoot the Gay Away. Are you implying that gays were targeted or something? I mean, wasn't the shooter like half a queer himself? I mean, there's a picture of him wearing a bisexual pride pin on his hat. Or what was he, one of these repressed gays that didn't want to be gay anymore or something and shot everybody else as a consequence? Is that it? Huh? Anyway, we got Stagio in the house, Sparked in the house, Snow White in the house, Santa Fe Bullet Cliche. Oh, Jesus, shut up! All right, here's Santa Fe Bullet Buffet. Yeah, we get it. Shut the fuck up. We get it. We got Pursuit of Happiness. We got Pepe the Frog. Only $4.99 for Tard Zoo admission. For what? What? Are you talking about my chat room, asshole? Only $4.99 for Tard chat room admission? I mean, come on, listen. Not all the goddamn chat is filled with a bunch of goddamn tards, all right? Alright, they're not all filled with a bunch of goddamn tards. Shut up! We've got Nat in the house. Metaform. We've got Make Texas Florida Again. Make Texas Florida Again. Texas was never Florida, you dick! We've got Insane Energy, Golden Gay Time. Ah, Jesus Christ. You know, no offense to my Australian brethren, because listen, believe it or not, we have a huge contingent of Australian listeners, man. A big, huge, humongous. I mean, I can't believe there's that many people that listen to me down under. But believe it or not, their pastry, culinary crafts, I guess for a lack of a better term, they've got the gayest fruity fucking names on the planet. What is your problem, Australia? You know, a little ice cream sandwich bar? That's what Golden Gay Time is. It's like an ice cream sandwich bar or something, you know? It's called Golden Gay Time, okay? And then they have something called Fairy Bread in Australia, which is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my life. I'm not joking, okay? What these Australians do is they take a fucking piece of sandwich bread, they cut it in half, and then they sprinkle a bunch of sprinkles on it, like you would, like, sprinkle on a goddamn cupcake or something. They sprinkle a bunch of sprinkles on a goddamn sandwich bread, and they shove that in their throat like a goddamn pastry delicacy. I'm not fucking around. I mean, no offense to my Aussie friends out there, you know, but, I mean, come on, man. I mean, don't y'all have, like, exotic animals or something? I mean, couldn't you, like, come up with, like, a sautéed platypus with, I don't know, some kind of, like, death spider puree or something? I mean, I don't know. Anyway, listen, let me move on, for Christ's sake, all right? Where was I? Oh, yeah, Golden Gay Time, all right? All right, we got Funky Butt Lovin'. We got David Hayter in the place. A Bullet a Day in Santa Fe. Oh, shut up with that shit! A Bullet a Day in Santa Fe. Neo-Martyrs of Santa Fe. Man, you guys are macabre jerks, man. I'm not even... you guys are macabre jerks. Oh, my God. We got Boat now. What's going on to Boat? We got Blackjack. We got Ebola Cola. Ebola Cola? Oh, my God. Here's Santa Fe High Turkey Shoot. What a bunch of sick assholes. I mean, is this my chat room, man? Is this my fucking chat? Seriously, is this it? Ugh. What's going on, man? We got Demetrios Part... whatever the shooter's name is. Pagatorzis on the hole, whatever. Texas Martyr? Yeah, shut up. We got the Anti-Tart Australian... We got Airsoft Fatty. No, that's not the real Airsoft Fatty. Alright? That's not the real Airsoft Fatty. I know the real Airsoft Fatty, alright? That's not the real Airsoft Fatty. Anyway, who else we got here? We got 10 Texas Neo-Martyrs. Look, shut up about the Neo-Martyr shit, alright? Anyway, let's move on. What's going on, El Sereno? Anyway, let's move on. I guess we could go on to some... What's up, Remington? How you doing? Let's go ahead and go to some damn Gab shout-outs. All right, folks. Now, if you want a Gab shout-out, all you got to do is like the post on my Gab that states, True Capitalist Radio is now live. It's as simple as that. All you got to do is like the post that states, True Capitalist Radio is now live. And if you like that post, I will give you a Gab shout-out live right here on the broadcast, right here and now. So let's go ahead and get to some Gab shout-outs right now! We've got Autist to Auschwitz. Oh, man, that's harsh, but no comment. Murder All Ashburgers. I'm not going that far now. Come on! Come on! That was a horrible shout-out name. ABQ can do better than Santa Fe. I don't understand what the hell that's supposed to mean. Pregnant and Frank give a spank. You know something? I used to be offended when you guys used to, you know, talk shit about Anne Frank, you know, because of the, you know, the story and my 6 million and all that shit. But did you all hear that Anne Frank actually in her diary had sex jokes and talked about how her father screwed some kind of a little girl or something. I mean, this is what Anne Frank was talking about, running away from the Nazis. Anyway, did y'all hear that? I hope that I wasn't the only one that heard that, but good God. Jesus Christ. Who else do we have here? We got the Lolita Express. Shut up. Shut up. I wished for Ebola-chan. What the hell does that mean? Engineer was shooting pearls at Santa Fe. Look, don't talk about that. Don't talk about the engineer that way. We got Navy Husky. Navy Husky? Where the hell have you been? I haven't seen you in like 10 years. Like the Navy Husky. Freaking Navy. Is that the real Navy Husky or are y'all just trolling? Are y'all just a bunch of trolling jerk dicks? Is that what y'all doing? Huh? NRA takes Santa Fe. Look, shut up, you idiots. All right, shut your mouth. We got DeLorean Jackson. We've got Bullet Buffet at Santa Fe. Yeah, shut up. Ghost touch my spaghetti. You fucking sick. Shut the fuck up! Fucking haunted! Ah! Damn it! Here we go! Ghost touch my fucking spaghetti. Shut up! You sick, twisted, autistic Asperger's wished! Doing all that fucking sexualization of cartoons and crap. You wish! You wish! Jesus Christ, man. I knew we were going this direction, man. You see that? I'm trying my goddamn damnedest to try to make this show serious business. But here you fucking trolls go again. Here we go again. Over and over. Talking shit. Flapping your fat Cheeto-stained fingers on the keyboard. Huh? Talking real big behind a goddamn computer. Ruining my fucking Baller Friday! Don't make me have to get rid of the damn gab shoutouts too, you son of a bitch. I'm trying to give people an opportunity to be interactive out here. I'm trying to give people an opportunity to be goddamn... Ugh. I need a freaking beer, man. I need a freaking beer. Give me more beer on this fucking Mauler Friday. Freaking more beer up in this son of a bitch. And what is this? Cans? I got more fucking cans. Damn it! Fucking cans and cans and cans and cans! Damn it! That's what I get on a damn Baller Friday. Jesus Christ. Look, man, I'm sorry. I gotta drink beer, man. I mean, these people are pissing me off. I mean, I'm serious. These people are lucky we're not in a fucking bar room right now, because I'm telling you right now, I would kick the living bejesus out of their asses so bad that their fucking grandkids would have black eyes and busted noses. Do you understand me? I'm not joking around. You sons of bitches think that I'm some big fucking joke because I do a damn show. Let me tell you something, you sacks of crap! I clench my fist. I put them in my pocket, then I walk outside. I could be fucking taken to jail for carrying lethal weapons. Do you understand? Do you understand me? I'm not joking with you pricks. Let me have a goddamn beer, for Christ's sake, before I read any more of these damn gab shoutouts that are probably going to piss me off more and more and more. Give me my drink. All right, it feels better. I'm telling you, there's something about beer, you know? I'm a fucking man, do you understand? I'm a fucking badass man, all right? Whenever I drink alcohol, I get filled with piss and fury. And you people are lucky. You people are goddamn lucky that you ain't in a damn same bar room as I am, because I would stomp your goddamn teeth so far down your own goddamn throat, you'd be able to chew the last Pop-Tart you shoved down your damn gullet, you stupid autistic pieces of crap. You understand me? Do you understand me, you meat-gazing, bitch-tit, adult theater-licking, pansexual Peter Puffers? You get it? Give me my fucking beer, for Christ's sake, man. This is what I'm doing on a Baller Friday, man. I'm trying to create capitalists out here, you understand me? I'm trying to create capitalists, but this is what I'm fucking doing on a goddamn Baller Friday? Ah! Ah! Christ! Give me my goddamn drink, man. All right. All right, I've had about enough of this. All right, I'm only going to take a couple more of these goddamn Gab shout-outs, and I'm moving on. All right, I'm moving the hell on from this, because I can already see where this is going, and you people are pissing me the hell off. The Jew line that couldn't Jew. The Jew line that couldn't Jew. Man, fuck you. Damn it. Fuck you! Fuck you! The Jew line that couldn't Jew. Go fuck yourself! Alright? You think that's funny? Huh? You think that's so fucking cute, huh? The Jew line that couldn't Jew. Go fuck your... Piece of shit! I'm sitting over here doing this broadcast... For nothing! And this is the kind of things that I get from you sorry sexist shit? This is the kind of crap? Well, fuck you! I'm sitting here giving you 3 hours of my fucking life here. 3 hours! And this is how you repay me? Well, fuck you! You sack of shit! Fuck you! The Jew line that couldn't Jew. Go fuck yourselves, alright? You know what? Fuck, I'm not doing any more fucking chat room or any fucking damn shout-outs and shit. I'm not doing this crap. All right? I'm not doing this crap! Jesus Christ, you ungrateful pricks! You ungrateful goddamn pricks, man. You anal object aficionado, gender fluid fondling pieces of Cincinnati bow tie loving shit. I can't believe you people. I'm serious. I can't believe you assholes. I mean, I want to quit. I'm not even joking. I want to stop the fucking show after that shit. I mean, I'm offended by that, all right? I'm personally offended by that. The Jew line that couldn't Jew. Go fuck yourself, all right? Go fuck yourself. The Jew line that didn't Jew. Go fuck you. Fuck you! Look, I'm sorry, folks. I mean, these people on the... You know, these fucking internet people, man. I mean, that's why, you know... People don't even want to produce content anymore on the internets, man. Because of this kind of ridicule. This kind of harassment. This kind of crap. The Jew line that didn't... You fucking... I use yarmulkes for coffee filters, asshole! Give me my freaking beer, man. Man, I'm so pissed off after... I don't even want to do the show, man. I'm not even joking. I mean, why the hell should I do the show? Y'all fucking think I'm some kind of a goddamn Jew. I am not a Jew. Do you understand me? And even if I was, so what? All right? So what if I'm a Jew? What are you going to do about it, huh? Huh? What are you going to do about it if I was a Jew? You're not going to do shit. All right? So just sit there and shut up. Lachheim! 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 Anyway, folks, look, I'm sorry. We went down this fucking weird direction now on this Baller Friday. But here we are, man. You know, I thought these trolls would go away. All right? I wish these trolls would go away! But they don't want to go away. You know, they don't. They just want to stick around. They're like a bad case of herpes. They never really go away, don't they, huh? They never really do go away. God damn it! God damn it! Anyway, look, I'm gonna change the direction of this broadcast at this point in time, and we're moving on, all right? I mean, we got some serious business to talk about out here, man. There was another false flag school shooting out here that they're trying to shove down our throats out here in this Santa Fe, Texas, false flag bunch of crap. And what a perfect time to have a false flag, folks. I mean, do you understand that Robert Mueller and his special counsel is being discredited? Do you understand that the IG report that's been leaked proves that Comey really did kind of give Hillary Clinton some special treatment, and that's why she wasn't prosecuted for her email scandal? It was proven here, and let me tell you, folks, there is an FBI agent that has been uncovered thanks to the House Intelligence Agency's investigation that the FBI embedded into the Trump administration in 2016. And you notice that isn't being amplified all over the lamestream mainstream media. And that's big fucking news. That's huge news. And yet no one talks about that. I mean, why was there an FBI agent in a presidential candidate's campaign? I mean, this is really serious, folks. All right? And on top of which, the reason, as I alluded to in the beginning of the broadcast, the House Intelligence Committee is wanting over 1 million documents from the Department of Justice and the FBI. But the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, refuses to oblige. And now you've got the House Intelligence Committee wanting to impeach the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, for obstructing justice. Can you believe that? Our own justice system, our own FBI, is obstructing justice. And you want to know why they're doing it, folks? Because they have been politically weaponized, and that political weaponization of the highest institutions of our judicial branch jeopardizes the integrity of our government. And that's why, if you want truth be told, Robert Mueller is not going to indict the president, because he doesn't have a legal leg to stand on. There's too many things that have gotten out that have proven that there was a major attempt by the previous administration to frame, to stop, or prohibit Donald Trump from getting elected president in 2016. It goes all the way to the top, folks. It goes all the way to Obama. You don't think Obama was briefed on all this? You don't think that Obama was briefed on the fact that there was an FBI agent, which is highly illegal as far as I'm concerned, an FBI agent within the campaign of Donald Trump? This is worse than Watergate. This is worse than any high crimes or misdemeanors conducted by any president that I can think of. Why isn't Obama being called to testify in the Mueller investigation? How come he isn't admitting what he knew? Because, folks, he was probably the one that directed it all. He was the one that was probably out there in the know about what all these institutions were doing, trying to spy on Donald Trump, trying to conspire to put Donald Trump and his children in a precarious legal situation, trying to do whatever it takes to prevent Donald Trump from being the United States President of the United States. This is what they were doing, folks. And listen, I don't care what side of the political spectrum you're on, this jeopardizes our government. And the individuals that are all involved in this conspiracy, I ask you once again, another show, I ask you all that are listening, are these people, I'm talking James Comey, Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, the Orrs from the Department of Justice, Rod Rosenstein, are all these people too big to jail? I mean, these are the people that we trust to protect us. These are the people that we entrusted with these institutions to protect the people of the United States. And instead, they weaponized it politically. They weaponized the Department of Justice. They weaponized the FBI. Who's going to pay for that? Who's going to pay for that? Who's going to go to jail for that? Nobody! And that's what pisses me off! That's what pisses me off, is that these people are immune for any kind of justice or crimes that they commit. They're immune from their own criminality. And it should piss everybody off that's listening. It should piss everybody off. It doesn't matter what fucking politics you're in. This jeopardizes the very institutions of our government, you idiots. Wake up! It's time to rise up! It's time to conjure up the spirit of 2016! It's time to expose the contradictions with all these institutions! You can't be complacent! Wake up! Wake the fuck up! We can't be complacent, dammit! We have to have the spirit of 2016. By God, I can't keep saying it! Our president needs us, for Christ's sake, man. Our president needs us to be vigilant. He needs us to be paying attention to the politics, to what the swamp is doing. God damn it, man. God damn it, look at all this criminality in the Department of Justice and the FBI. God damn it, look at all this criminality in Washington, D.C. And what is the American people doing? They're falling back to sleep. They're going back and watching TV. They're going back and playing their fucking video games. This is a government made for the people and by the people. Fuck's sake, do you hear me? This is a government made for the people and by the people. But if the people fall asleep at the fucking wheel, you're witnessing the consequences of that shit. You're witnessing it. That's why they pulled off this fucking false flag in Santa Fe, Texas, or wherever the fuck this is. That's why they pulled off this false flag. They wanted this Santa Fe, Texas horseshit to be in every media, from the municipal local media to the fucking nationwide media. They don't want you knowing about all the criminality that's being unearthed by the IG report, the Inspector General report of the Department of Justice and the FBI. They don't want you knowing that Robert Mueller can indict President Clinton. President fucking Donald Trump! Fuck! So much criminality out here, I'm instantaneously thinking about fucking Clinton's! When I think of fucking crime, I'm thinking of Clinton's! I mean, fuck! Fuck! Damn it! Is there anybody fucking listening out there that's taking politics worth a shit? Don't you understand that we're the last bastion of freedom, you fucking idiots? God damn it! It's time for you to be politically active! Don't be afraid of these leftists! Don't be afraid of these fucking leftists, man! Our president needs us, for Christ's sake! There was a guy out here. This lawyer, have you heard about this attorney that went out and questioned whether certain people that were a part of some goddamn business, whether or not they were legal or not, because they were speaking nothing but Spanish? We need more Americans like that. We need more Americans to stand up and be vocal and not be afraid of any consequence, because what's right is right. What's right is right. This is our country, man. We're taking it back. This is our country, and we're taking it back. And guess who's the most vocal against us taking it back? Those that want to destroy America. It's more than obvious, folks. I don't know how much more evidence you need that we've got a concerted effort by the left to destruct this country. They would rather see this country go into utter chaos than to continue to have it go back to the way it was. Americana. You're goddamn right. Jesus Christ, I hope each and every one of you are listening out there, man. This is serious business. This is why this was this false flag operation. You're not going to hear any of this stuff. You're not hearing about the leaked the internal inspector general report. You're not hearing about Robert Mueller not being able to indict the president. You're not hearing about the FBI agent that was embedded in the 2016 Trump campaign. You're not hearing about the fact that the entire FISA warrant, which was a warrant to wiretap the then candidate Trump, the FISA warrant utilized the lying bullshit Russian dossier as evidence to justify a wiretap of the president, or now president, then candidate Trump. And that's why you've got Rosenstein, who's now in charge of all this, because remember, Jeff Sessions recused his stupid, dumb, swamp, snake self from the supposed Russia-Trump investigation. Now the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is in charge of this, and this guy is utterly a culprit in this goddamn collusion conspiracy to literally nullify a duly elected president through nothing more than bureaucratic conspiracy. And I'm telling you, folks, I'm pissed off that more people are talking about other dumb shit, other dumb garbage, than this right here. I mean, these people weaponized our highest levels of our judicial branch, you idiots. They are jeopardizing the integrity of our government because these idiots wanted their own swamp people in charge of the executive branch. And I'm telling you this right now, folks, what status quo is in Washington, D.C. is anti-America. I'm going to repeat that one more again. What status quo is in Washington, D.C. is anti-America. That's why you have each and every one of these scumbags in Washington, D.C. obstinate and trying to stop the Make America Great Again policies that Donald Trump is trying to initiate. The damn swamp in D.C. is nothing more than the equivalent of a criminal organization. I mean, just take a look at all the laws they've passed that sent the means of production outside the United States into China, into Mexico, into South Korea. Take a look at the laws that they've passed that have stripped us of our rights. Take a look at the laws that they've passed that has incentivized international business. Take a look at all the laws that they've passed that literally has made the American people, your average American person, an underclass to the bureaucrats and the corporatists. Because that's what everybody was during Obama. Remember Obama's time? If you weren't a bureaucrat that worked for the government, or if you weren't a corporatist that was up the government's ass, you were a subject. You were a subject of the state. You were an underclass. And that's why everyone was encouraging you to go get the welfare, go get the food stamps. It's okay, we're all doing it, right? It's okay, we're all doing it, right? Who cares? Get the food stamps! Get the welfare! And now that we've got a president that is thinking about us, the people, who is passing tax initiatives that are thinking about us, bringing jobs back to America because he's thinking about us, bringing back our rights because he's thinking about us, renegotiating trade deals because he's thinking about us. We've got the swamp in Washington, D.C. wanting to stop Donald Trump because he's working for us. And these assholes in Washington, D.C. hate us. And let me tell you, we should hate each and every one of them equally. I don't give a shit what politician. They're all a bunch of scumbags. Because if they weren't scumbags, they'd be doing something different to try to help the constituency that elected them. They're all a bunch of scumbags, man. And I'm telling you this right now, man. Us as the American people, we have to confront these goddamn corrupt pieces of shit. And how do we confront them? We've got an election coming around the corner, 2018. And how we do that is by unelecting these incumbents. Unelecting the people that have been in power for so long and have done nothing but sold out the American people. I mean, lest we forget, why are we over $20 trillion in debt? Because these assholes in Washington, D.C. allowed internationalists, corporatists, and whoever else donated to their campaign contribution account to raid the American tax system. We've got to stop it. The people. And I'm calling on you. Even if you think that you're insignificant, even if you think that you're just one person, this is your government, man. This is your country. Do something about it. This is a government made for the people and by the people, right? Do something about it! I mean, even if you're too scared to go out and be vocal, even if you're too scared to go out and protest, by God, you are on a virtual world in which you are listening to me. Go get a blog. Go get a vlog. Go out and amplify news. Go and get every social media account you can and post the truth. Expose the lies and expose the hypocrisy that's being pumped out by this lamestream mainstream media. That's all you have to do. And if we had enough of you doing that, folks, it would be 2016 all over again. Do you understand me? If each and every one of you did that, it would be 2016 all over again. We need you. Get off the fucking sidelines and get on the front lines, because the front lines are right outside your fucking door. It's time to get political, you idiots, and it's time to get political quick. And if you don't get political, well then, by God, we are going to suffer the same consequence that we have been witnessing for the past fucking 40 years. It's time to get political. And of course, this false flag Santa Fe operation, we talked about it earlier in the broadcast, how convenient they chose this day to run a false flag so that this Santa Fe shooting is all over every media. And we're not talking about how this morning President Trump tweeted that his Department of Justice is out to frame him. Yeah, that's what Donald Trump tweeted this morning. And then a few hours later, we have this false flag out of Santa Fe, Texas. Oh my God, it just makes me sick, man. Give me another freaking beer, man. I need some freaking more beer! Yeah, a freaking beer, for Christ's sake. Oh, Jesus Christ, man. I'm telling you, look, I know it's a really rough news day. We got a lot of things to discuss, but by God, I hope that at least some of you are listening, man. I mean, even if you're a troll, why don't you troll for political purposes, man? If you're a memer, why don't you meme for political purposes? Why don't you try to put yourself in the news and show people that you're politically active, that you're somebody, that you're standing up for something more than your fucking self? Why don't you do something, man? Why don't you do something? Jesus Christ, give me my freaking beer. Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, man. I'm just so sick. I'm so sick that everybody's just being complacent in a time in which we need everybody as political as we possibly can. Shit. Anyway, folks, we are now in the third and final hour of the True Capitalist Radio broadcast. And, of course, I am your host, the man they call Ghost. And once again, folks, I want to thank you very much for tuning in with me. Before we get started on anything else, I'd like to remind everybody to please spread this show link around like wildfire and let everybody know that True Capitalist Radio is in effect and in the house, and we are live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the official website of the True Capitalist Radio broadcast. And once again, I love being independent. You type in your browser right now, ghost.report. All right, that's the website. That's all you got to type in, ghost.report. And once you do, you can follow me on there. You can go to the archives. You can listen to the live stream. You can do a lot of things. Make sure to bookmark it and add it to your favorites. And, oh, yeah, by the way, if you have not done so, get yourself a Gab account. It's the last bastion of freedom of speech on the internet today. All right? All right, the last bastion of freedom of speech, Gab. And you can follow me on that social media under the name Politics Ghost. All right? All one word, no underscores. Politics Ghost is the name to follow. And by God, folks, if you want to be a part of the True Capitalist Radio chat room, it's very easy. All you've got to do is go to my Gab account right now, Politics Ghost. And once you do, subscribe using the premium content. Subscribe to premium content. And once you do, go ahead and give me a private message on my Gab account, giving me your Discord chat name. And once you do, I will give you a personal invitation to the True Capitalist Radio chat room. That's what we're going to do, all right? Anyway, folks, listen, I don't want to continue to be gloom and doom on this Baller Friday, all right? I mean, I want to kick back a little bit, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a couple of questions from people, whether it's in the chat room, whether it's on Gab. If you want me to answer a question on this Friday, I know we're getting really serious, and it's a Friday, it's the weekend, and, you know, I just hope everybody realizes that it's time to get serious. And we have to. And, you know, I want, but at the same time, I want everybody to appreciate their weekend. You know, I want everybody to have a good time. Because remember, if you're not having a good time in life, well then, by God, what the hell are you doing here? You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously, I mean, if you're not having a good time in life, what are you doing here? Anyway, ask me a question. Just gab it at me on Gab. Or ask me in the True Capitalist Radio chat room. And I'll answer it here for the next couple of minutes. And then once I do, I'll go ahead and hook up the next segment of the show, which is probably calling a dating line and showing some of you idiots how to actually talk to some of these damn broads out here, right? Anyway, let me take a sip of this beer, and here's the first question from Free speech costs 99 cents a minute. Yeah, fuck you, all right? I'm not asking you a question because of that. Put that asshole in the woodshed. Anyway, has Atlas Shrugged come true, or is it in the process of coming true? I think that, unfortunately, anybody who grew up during the time of the communist scare of the 1940s, 50s, and 60s probably saw this coming regardless. I mean, you know, I mean, just take a look at the whole hippie movement. Take a look at the whole 1969 Woodstock mudfuck. These people were all communists, you know? They were all communists. What kind of pizza do I like? I like pepperoni. I mean, I'm not big on, like, pizza. I don't eat pizza every day, you know? I'm a grown-up. What's your thoughts on the truth behind the West Memphis 3? I think the West Memphis 3 did it. And I think that them being released from prison only underscores how satanic our fucking system, our media, our people really are. Okay? I mean, give me a freaking break. The West Memphis 3 make me sick, and how and why they got out is beyond me. But once again, we live in a sick, satanic world, and you have a bunch of satanic people that backed up this group of kid killers, and now they're on the streets free, you know, probably practicing satanic bullshit. Who the hell knows what they're doing, all right? Who the hell knows what they're doing? What's your zodiac sign? None of your fucking business. That's what it is, all right? Why is Gab such an obvious honeypot? What do you mean a honeypot? What the hell are you talking about, a honeypot? I know the owner firsthand. Are you talking about, I talk to the owner all the time on private message. A honeypot for what? It's a group of individuals trying to make a fucking buck, all right? And trying to provide an alternative to twatter. What the hell are you talking about? Jesus Christ, man. Anyway, what was the first alcoholic drink you ever drank? Miller High Life. You know, it was my daddy's beer, and, you know, he'd come home after, you know, a hard day's work, and he'd just go right to those tall boys, those Weddas, and he'd just start drinking them until he passed out, and he'd have some there available, and I'd get one, I'd open one up, and I'd go, ah, oh, no! Anyway, who else we have here? Should women really have the right to vote? Oh, man. I mean, come on, man. I don't know how to answer that. I don't know how to answer that. What is the best Doors albums? I thought they only had two albums. And not to mention, I wouldn't classify the best Doors anything outside of their songs. They've got some badass songs, man. You know what I'm saying? They got some badass songs. You know, they've got, I could name a whole bunch of Doors songs. I mean, The End, Riders on the Storm, Spanish Caravan, Jesus Christ, Love Me Two Times, 5-1. I mean, they're badass musicians, man. And lest we forget that Jim Morrison, you know that he faked his death, right? You know, I'm just letting you know. You know who he really is right now, right? It's Rush Limbaugh. Jim Morrison is Rush Limbaugh. Take a look. Just take a look for yourself. That's all I'm saying, all right? Take a look for yourself. Just take a look for yourself, all right? Filet mignon or New York strip? Man, I would have to say strip. I like filet mignon, but filet mignon has to be on the T-bone or porterhouse for me to like it, baby. You know what I mean? It has to be on the T-bone or the porterhouse for me to like that. I love that that bone-in meat when you cook meat on the bone. It's badass. Were you arrested before? No, I have never been caught for doing anything, believe it or not. I mean, I'm a pretty violent man, but, you know, when you're really a violent dude, typically people are scared to press charges on you, especially if you threaten them, you know, and you tell them, look, if you fucking tell anybody, I'm going to fucking come after your fucking family. You know, they're not going to do it, so, you know. Do I have any regrets in life? No, I don't have any regrets in life. You know what I wish I had, and I, you know, I'm going to be very candid with you guys. I wish I had a mommy or a daddy that left me something, so I would have probably been a little bit more successful than I am currently. But, you know, you can't cry over spilt milk. You can't be like, my mommy and daddy didn't leave me nothing, and I'm mad at the world, and I hate everybody. And yeah. But I'm just being candy with you. I'm just being candid, you know? Anyway, and like I said, I've never been arrested before at all, you know? Anything else? I'm going to answer a couple more questions and then we're going to move on here. I really appreciate all you guys giving me your questions here. We've got, are you up to speed on Nickelodeon director Dan Schneider's shenanigans? Who isn't? Who isn't, man? I mean, Dan Schneider's a freaky dude and, you know, I mean, I don't even want to talk about him. Bacon or sausage with breakfast, man? Bacon and eggs is the all-American breakfast. What are you talking about? Bacon, bacon, bacon. Would you debate someone like Alex Jones if they invited you on their show? No, I'm not going on anybody's show, man. They're coming on my show or they can go fuck themselves. Because I see what Alex Jones does. You know, once you start making him look lower than a leprechaun's nutsack, this guy automatically just comes in, hey, okay, let me tell you, you're talking about this, and I'm just going to butt in, because I got to let everybody know out there that everybody's got to buy a super male vitality, because it'll give you the big-ass boner to prevent you from being infected by the reptilian lizard men that have come down from the star system Dragon, and my filters! That's all I'm saying, all right? That's all I'm saying. Did you ever own a Commodore 64? No, I didn't. I owned the Atari. I didn't. And then I had to get the original Nintendo. The original Nintendo rocked, man. I mean, that, I was one of the first people, like, I think in my whole subdivision to get a Nintendo. And everybody and their fucking brother was at my goddamn house, just wanting to see it, wanting to look at it. It was awesome, man. This was like 1987, I think. 1987. Man, that's a long time ago, boy. Woo! All right, now let's go ahead and end the questions here. Thank you guys for, you know, shooting me off a little bit of questions that you want to hear. Now what we're going to do here in the next couple of minutes, and I'd like for you all to go out and tweet and Facebook and tell everybody you know that we're about to have some old school classic internet tomfoolery. Now what we're going to do here is in the next couple of minutes, I am going to call a dateline, and I've already called it up, so I've already got like a free 30-minute trial, and we're going to call the dateline up and we're going to see what happens. We're going to see what we can do. We're going to see if we can, I mean, we're just going to do this as an experiment, you know? It could be kind of lulzy. Now, those of you that have been to the True Capitalist Radio chat room, you know I've already done this a couple of times, so you already know what to expect, you know? You already know what to expect. So with that being said, I'm going to give everybody a chance to go ahead and let everybody know that, hey, man, some internet tomfoolery is about to happen, dude. Come over here to Ghost Doc Report. Listen to it live. It's going to be lulzy. Listen to it live. It's going to be lulzy. Anyway, let me go ahead and take a chug of this beer, and we'll go ahead and get on to calling up a dateline here. All right. Let's go ahead and call a dateline here. Now, this is a local dateline out here in San Hambonio, so I'm probably expecting to hear a lot of Mexicans, probably a lot of Mexican women out here. Maybe some black women out here. Minorities, all right? So we got to deal with that accordingly, and bear with me with that. So with that being said, let's go ahead and give it a call here. Sorry about that here. Let's go ahead and give it a call.
For English, press 1. Para español, prima 2.
Can everybody hear okay?
Welcome back to Live Links. Live Links is for callers 18 and over. If you're under 18, hang up now. Guys, press 1 to talk to women to get back into your free trial. Press 1. Sign into. You have 30 minutes remaining. Main menu. If you're ready to join the action, press 1.
I'm ready to join the action, baby.
There are 13 English-speaking women and 12 Spanish-speaking women in
what
your...
What the fuck?
Now you can choose which language you want to chat in.
Are you kidding? There's more Spanish women than fucking English?
To repeat these choices, press 9.
You gotta be shitting me!
Press pound. You need to record a greeting.
Alright, let's record a greeting.
Callers. First, let's record the name you want to use. After the tone, record just your first name.
My name.
Now let's record your greeting. If you're ready to record, press 1. To hear tips for recording a good greeting and some examples, press 2. If you'd like to pause the system to prepare what you record after the tone, hit any key when you're done.
How you doing? My name is Mike, and I'm actually looking for some women that actually want to have a good time this evening. I'm rather an affluent gentleman. I'm cultured, to say the least, so I don't have any problems with any racial makeups of any kind. I've got some champagne on ice, thinking about putting on some Luther Vandross and doing something very, very romantic. If you'd like to talk to me prior to potentially meeting up, then go ahead and connect live with me or shoot me a message. I'm in the San Antonio area and definitely looking for some woman companionship. Thank you.
If you're happy with your greeting, press 1. To hear how it sounds, press 2.
How you doing? My name is Mike, and I'm actually looking for some women that actually want to have a good time this evening. I'm rather an affluent gentleman. I'm cultured, to say the least, so I don't have any problems with any racial makeups of any kind. I've got some champagne on ice, thinking about putting on some Luther Vandross, and doing something very, very romantic. If you'd like to talk to me prior to potentially meeting up, then go ahead and connect live with me or shoot me a message. I'm in the San Antonio area and definitely looking for some woman companionship.
If you're happy with your greeting, press 1. To hear how it sounds.
All right, let's do this.
Greeting is now being reviewed by the moderator. For a safe connection, keep personal information like your last name, phone number, address, or details about your workplace confidential.
No.
You've got time to get to know the other
really?
Person. And never share your credit card info with anyone on the system. We will never ask for your credit card info unless you contact us to make a purchase.
All right, we get it.
Using the service, you agree to our terms of use and privacy policy, which you can view on our website.
I get it.
No responsibility for personal meetings. If you hear a caller you're not interested in, you can block them so you won't hear each other.
I get it.
And if you hear something really inappropriate, pressing 7 again will report them to the...
I get it!
...now being deducted from your membership.
Hey, what's up, looking for a Hispanic boyfriend, happy, faithful, committed, respectful, mannered, caring, loving, not married, no kidding.
Jesus, listen to this. Listen to this fatty.
He's from Harlingen, San Benito, Brownsville, Riondo, Santa Rosa, La Feria, Raymondville, West Lego, Mexico.
What the hell?
Donna, Edinburgh.
Shut up.
Hello, guys. 5'9". Full figure, British brown hair, brown eyes.
Uh-oh, she means she's a fatty.
Single. Downtown area of San Antonio.
Oh, she's in the downtown area.
The guys who talk to get to know. Is that true? You know what
to do. To send an icebreaker, press 1. Please record your message. Record.
Well, hello. My name's Mike. I came across your greeting, and I'm rather interested. Looking for some companionship this evening. I've got some champagne on ice, thinking about putting on some Luther Vandross, making things romantic, got some chocolate strawberries, got a fire going. If you're interested, get back to me. I am in the San Antonio area.
Here's how it sounds. Press 1 at any time to send it with priority delivery, or press 2 for normal delivery.
Well, hello. My name's Mike. I came across your greeting, and I'm rather interested. Looking for some companionship this evening. I've got some champagne on ice, thinking about putting on some Luther Vandross, making things romantic, got some chocolate strawberries.
Ah, gee, what a fucking cuck.
If you're interested, get back to me. I am in the San Antonio.
All right.
Message delivered. You've heard the callers that are closest to you.
But that's it?
The callers close to you who just left the line, press 1. Or for callers you can chat with...
It's Friday night!
...your way, press 2. Remember, you always hear...
Hey, I'm Margaret. I am mid-40s, and I am actually happily married. no strings, no pressure, whatever. I'm real cute. I'm short, 5'1", but, you know, black hair, blue eyes, just, you know, I've had an amazing life. Been a little crazy, but it's just a fantasy of mine to be with a young black guy.
A young black guy.
5 to.
She's trying to cuck her husband on. Did y'all hear that?
I love long hair. The braids are like drive me nuts. I love them, and I mean the dreadlocks. Yeah, I might try them, but,
I can't watch. I can't listen to this.
This is Freaky Girl, calling from the south side of Houston. Looking to talk, make a friend, see where it goes. LMO1, single, no kids. and 6'5", long legs, juicy booty.
6'5"? Did she say 6'5"? That's a man, baby. That's a man, baby. I'll leave her a message.
Next, that caller's currently connected.
Oh, they're connected?
A message, press 1.
Oh, Jesus.
Hi, this is Jasmine. I'm African-American, caramel skin, athletic build, 5'6", 750 pounds, and I'm not looking for any hookups, just trying to line up for the very first time and trying to see if there's anyone interested out there.
To send an icebreaker, press 1. Please record your message.
Hey, what's going on? I wanted to leave you a message because since you're not looking for hookups and you're just on the line checking out what's going on, maybe we can do a little bit of a phone bang, you know? I'm very, very good at phone banging. I can give you a very, very nice erotic talk. If that sounds like something you're interested in, let me know. I mean, I know that you're African American. I'm a white man. We can do jungle fever. We can do jungle fever.
Here's how it sounds. Press 1 at any time to send it with priority delivery, or press 2 for normal delivery.
Hey, what's going on? I wanted to leave you a message because since you're not looking for hookups and you're just on the line checking out what's going on, maybe we could do a little bit of a phone bang, you know? I'm very, very good at phone banging. I can give you a very, very nice erotic talk. If that sounds like something you're interested in, let me know. I mean, I know that you're African.
Message delivered.
Oh, yeah.
Has sent you this message.
Well, thank you very much for sending me a message, but I'm probably not the girl you're looking for. And a flyer with all this hot outside. Okay. Thanks, anyway. What? Good luck. Hope you find what you're
What the hell did she say?
To connect live with this caller, press to send an icebreaker. Press for please record the message.
Oh, baby, calm down. Why are you selling yourself short? I'm a man who likes variety. I don't mind if you're a little hefty. I don't mind if you have a peculiar look. I'm one who appreciates variety. Why is somebody going to have Frosted Flakes for the rest of their life when they can have Captain Crunch? Or they can have Cocoa Puffs. Come on, baby. Come on over here and sit on my lap. I'll show you what a man is supposed to be showing you. All right? Don't be afraid. Come on. I won't bite.
Here's how it sounds. Press 1 at any time to send it with priority delivery. Or press 2 for normal delivery.
Oh, baby. Calm down. Why are you selling yourself short? I'm a man who likes variety. I don't mind if you're a little... hefty. I don't mind if you have a peculiar look. I'm one who appreciates variety. Why is somebody going to have Frosted Flakes for the rest of their life when they can have Captain Crunch or they can have Cocoa Puffs? Come on, baby. Come on over here and sit on my lap. I'll show you what a man is supposed to be showing you. All right?
Message delivered. New caller close to you.
Hello, guys of San Antonio. I am a single, very single, older black female. I'm online looking for an older male.
What's up with all these old bags?
To build a relationship.
Jesus, man.
Yes, this is Little Chocolate calling out of Waco. Need somebody's about
Little Chocolate. Little Chocolate.
To send an icebreaker, press 1. To please record your message. Record.
Well, hello, Little Chocolate. They call me the white cream, and I'd like to mix with you and make some cocoa, baby, you understand? Why don't you and me connect live, and we can have a pretty good phone-banging session, and I can leave you an orgasmic pleasure that'll leave you dripping for the rest of the night. Get back if you're interested.
Here's how it sounds. Press 1 at any time to send it with priority delivery, or press 2 for normal delivery.
Well, hello, Little Chocolate. They call me the white cream, and I'd like to mix with you and make some cocoa, baby, you understand? Why don't you and me connect live, and we can have a pretty good phone-banging session, and I can leave you an orgasmic pleasure that'll leave you dripping for the rest of the night. Get back if you're interested.
Message delivered.
Hi, guys. This is Kimberly. I'm calling from the northeast side of Houston. I am 5'6 and light brown eyes, black hair, brown skin. I weigh 140 pounds. Very beautiful African American intellectual female. Take very good
Another
care.
Black.
Very well educated.
All right, let's do it.
To send an icebreaker, press 1. Please record your message.
Wow, you sound like the type of woman I have been looking for. Aside from being an articulate, very, very sexy sounding woman, you're ethnic, which excites me to no end. I, of course, am a Caucasian man, very, very open to an African American woman. I am an affluent man. I have my own businesses. I have my own cars. I have houses all over Texas. I definitely do want to get with somebody of the African American variant. Because I'm going to admit it, I love that black booty. I love that black booty. It just pops out every time I see a black woman. I mean, I just... Anyway, if you want me to eat the booty with Nutella, get back.
Here's how it sounds. Press 1 at any time to send it with priority delivery, or press 2 for normal delivery.
Wow, you sound like the type of woman I have been looking for. Aside from being an articulate, very, very sexy sounding woman, you're ethnic, which excites me to no end. I, of course, am a Caucasian man, very, very open to an African American woman. I am an affluent man. I have my own businesses. I have my own cars. I have houses all over Texas. I definitely do want to get with some...
Message.
She's going to want to do it. Uh-oh.
Has sent you this message.
Okay, good luck. Hope you find your pebbles.
To connect live, this call to send an icebreaker, press 1. To send a message, please record your message.
Hey, wait a minute, baby. I want to be completely honest with you. I think that you're being racist against me. I mean, with all due respect, honey, I'm trying to give your hot tamale whorebag ass a little bit of a white pepper, you know? But you're sitting over here just completely acting like you're better than me. I don't understand. It's got to be because I'm white. It's got to be because I'm a cavacho. Is that it? You don't like white men? That's racist. I'm going to report you for being racist.
Here's how it sounds. Press 1 at any time to send it with priority delivery, or press 2 for normal delivery.
Hey, wait a minute, baby. I want to be completely honest with you. I think that you're being racist against me. I mean, with all due respect, honey, I'm trying to give your hot tamale whorebag ass a little bit of a white pepper. You're sitting over here just completely acting like you're better than me. I don't understand. It's got to be because I'm white. It's got to be because I'm a cavacho. Is that it? You don't like white men? That's racist. I'm going to report you for being racist.
I'm going to report you for being racist.
It's delivered.
Hello, my name is Alicia, and I'm calling from Corpus. I am 5'7". I have brown hair, brown eyes.
To send an icebreaker, please record your message. Record.
Look, I'm going to be honest. I thought I was going to call this line and find some woman to be romantic with this evening. That's obviously out of the question. Would you want a phone fuck right now, okay? Because I would more than happy to give you a nice phone fuck, bend you over, smack your ass until it's candy apple red, and make sure to whack your clitoris off like a windshield wiper out of whack. If that sounds like something you're interested in, get back so that we can connect live, okay?
Here's how it sounds. Press 1 at any time. Message delivered.
What the hell?
Connect live with this caller. 1. That caller's currently connected.
That caller's connected?
Press 1 to
message me. I have something I want to ask you.
To connect live with this caller, press 1. To send an icebreaker, press 1. Please record your message.
All right, you got me. What do you want to ask me? How big it is? 15.5. Now come suck it.
Here's how it sounds. Press 1.
on at any time. Booty delivery or press 2.
All right, you got me. What do you want to ask me? How big it is? 15 and a half. Now come suck it.
To send your message with press message delivered.
Jesus Christ, say something.
Hi, my name is Yolanda. I live in Granbury, Texas. I'm Hispanic. I'm short, petite. I'm like 5'1", 130 pounds.
Yeah, a little chunky.
I am divorced. I have three kids. I live by myself.
Ah, jeez.
To send an icebreaker.
Let's call her.
To send, please record your message.
Hey, how you doing, baby? Are you alone this Friday night? Why don't you and I have a talk together? I've got a 15-and-a-half-inch John Holmes sausage in between my legs. I'd love for you to come over here and sit on it and give each other orgasmic pleasure for the evening. If that sounds like something you're interested in, please get back. Don't be afraid, baby. All right, I've got candy over here. I've got everything. I got Haagen-Dazs. Come over here, baby. You're mine, baby. You understand? You're mine. Oh, shit.
Here's how it sounds. Press 1 at any time to send it with priority delivery, or press 2 for normal delivery.
Hey, how you doing, baby? Are you alone this Friday night? Why don't you and I have a talk together? I've got a 15-and-a-half-inch John Holmes sausage in between my legs. I'd love for you to come over here and sit on it and give each other orgasmic pleasure for the evening. If that sounds like something you're interested in, please get back. Don't be afraid, baby. All right, I've got candy over here. I've got everything. I got Haagen-Dazs. Come over here, baby. You're mine, baby. You understand? You're mine. Oh, shit.
To send your message. Message delivered. New caller closed.
Oh, new caller.
Hi, this is Brittany. Just looking to talk to someone very sweet. Someone who's fun, exciting, daring. Someone who loves to kiss. I love to kiss. I love kisses.
What the hell?
Connect live with this caller. Press to send an icebreaker. Press 1. Please record your message.
Hey, how you doing, baby? I definitely love a good kiss. I'm looking to possibly get together here at my home. I live in the Dominion. I have a very, very nice 5,000-square-foot home. I have the fire on. I have Dom Perignon on ice. I'm thinking about putting some Luther Vandross on, or maybe some silk, you know, maybe a little bit of shy. And, you know, see where the evening takes us. If that sounds like something you're interested in, let's get back.
Here's how it sounds. Message delivered.
Uh-oh.
Bella.
Has sent you this message.
Really, my message isn't even about sex and as far as sucking your 15-inch so-called dick. I wouldn't even suck it with a 10-foot pole. So fuck that, and you too.
To connect live with this caller, to send an icebreaker, please record your message.
I'm sorry. Are you a black man or a black woman? I mean, you know, if you're a black man, then take about 10 steps away from my freaking butt crack. If you're a black woman, then open your mouth so I can see you have your whole teeth, and then maybe I'll let you go ahead and slob the knob, all right? And by the way, what I feel like doing, since you're being so rude to me and I was such a gentleman to you, I feel like just throwing you a couple of chitlins and calling you Kunta. But I'm a nice guy.
Here's how it sounds. Press 1 at any time to send it with price. Press 2 for normal.
Oh!
I'm sorry. Are you a black man or a black woman? I mean, you know, if you're a black man, then you're 10 steps away from my freaking butt crack. If you're a black woman, then open your mouth so I can see you have your whole teeth, and then maybe I'll let you go ahead and slob the knob, all right? And by the way, what I feel like doing, since you're being so rude to me and I was such a gentleman to you, I feel like just throwing you a couple of chitlins and calling you Kunta. But I'm a nice guy.
To send your message with prior message delivered.
Hello, single guy. Here you have on the line. Black.
female. I am on the line just in search of
trying to send an icebreaker. Please record your message.
Oh, yeah, you sound pretty hot there, baby. Oh, fuck yeah, you're gonna... Why don't we connect live? Come on. Stick my white hot pepper up that fucking nice black booty. I fucking eat that booty with Nutella. Yeah.
Here's how it sounds. Press 1 at any time to send it with priority delivery, or press 2 for normal delivery.
I need a beer.
Oh, yeah, you sound pretty hot there, baby. Oh, fuck yeah, you're gonna... Why don't we connect live? Come on. Stick my white hot pepper up that fucking nice black booty. I fucking eat that booty with Nutella. Yeah.
To send your message with priority.
Jesus Christ.
Message delivered.
Oh!
Brittany.
Has sent you this message.
Good morning, Brittany. I don't care what you got. You got a big cock. I got that too. So what I need. Maybe you don't got it.
She's got a big cock? Oh, that's a man!
Caller, press 1.
Oh my God, she's a man!
Press 2. Skip met to send an icebreaker. Press 1. Please record your message. Record.
Please, repeat that. Did you say that you have a big cock also? And if you do, are you one of these trannies that top men? Or are you versatile? Because I'm an open-minded guy. I just want to make sure that, you know, we're going in the same hole.
Here's how it sounds. Press 1 at any time to send it with priority delivery, or press 2 for normal delivery.
Please, repeat that. Did you say that you have a big cock also? And if you do, are you one of these trannies that top men, or are you versatile? Because I'm an open-minded guy. I just want to make sure that, you know, we're going in the same hole.
To send your message with private message delivered.
Hey, what's up? I'm Drew, living in the Austin, Texas area. And I'm just looking for ways to greet some new friends, new people within the area. If that's you,
to send an icebreaker, please record your message.
Hey, what's going on? This is Mike, and I'm calling out of San Antonio, Texas. Not too far away from Austin, a little bit of an hour of a drive away. Definitely looking to meet this evening, have a decent evening, a little bit of chocolate strawberries, some champagne. I'm a romantic man, and it just doesn't seem that there's many romantic women on the line this evening, and thought I might give you a shot. You sound very sweet, sensuous, and you sound like a woman that... would definitely keep my intrigue. If this sounds like something you're interested in, get back.
Here's how it sounds. Message delivered.
Hey, hot, horny girl. Rolling on a couple of tabs. Calling from the south side of Houston. Looking to talk, make a friend, and see what happens. Have a camera phone.
Uh-oh.
A single, no kids.
Who wants her pics?
36 BHS.
To send an icebreaker. Please record your message.
Hey, baby, what's going on? You sound unbelievably cute and hot. I definitely love a woman that knows what she wants. I'm 6'3" tall, very muscular build, 10.5-inch cut cock. Definitely looking for something to do this evening. I'm in the San Antonio area. We could do some hot talk tonight and maybe make arrangements for you to either come down here or I go up there, and we can definitely have an evening. I'm a very affluent gentleman. I can basically pay for anything that you and I need to do. I'm just looking for a woman that isn't going to be a cock tease, all right? Because I can go for at least 6 hours straight. Most women, after about 15 minutes of jackhammer-ass session with this man right here, they are completely worn out. But you sound like my kind of woman. You sound like the kind of woman that I could probably bang out for about 3.5 hours. We take a 15-minute break for a ham sandwich and Mr. Pibb and fuck a whole lot more. Get back.
Here's how it sounds. Press 1 at any time to send it with priority delivery, or press message delivered.
tranny.
You're some tranny.
No, silly. I'm talking about you. I said, do you have a big cock? Not me.
To connect live with caller, to send an icebreaker, press 1. Send a message. Please record your message.
What are you talking about? Big Cock is my middle name. Mike Big Cock Motherfucker. That's my name. I mean, I got a 15 and a half that'll go so far in your ass, it'll come out your mouth, baby. You understand? I'm telling you, I'll put you to sleep. You know, I'm not even kidding around. I mean, I'll make you dick drunk. Get back.
Here's how it sounds. Press 1, it message delivered.
Well, I got to know any...
Can't even understand you, you stupid bud.
Drew
has sent you this message.
Hey, what's up? I just got your message, and I find there isn't a lot of romantic guys on the line. Excuse me, most guys send me a message, all they want is sex, being 100% honest. That's all they want. So,
she's taking me serious.
So it's kind of intriguing, you know, to me. I live Austin, Texas, North Austin, closer to Round Rock. It's over an hour and something drive for you, if you were going to make that drive.
Oh, she's already talking about me coming.
So, that's totally up to you. I'm definitely not driving anywhere tonight. Because my sister got my car, so she's going to stay home.
Let's hook her up.
To send an icebreaker, press 1. Please record your message.
A little over an hour isn't that much of a driving time. I have a pretty fast car. I actually have a Maserati 2011. I know it's not late model, but it's when Maserati put out the better brands of cars, if you will. I could easily go 100 miles an hour down 35, make sure to get to you as quick as possible, and have a decent evening. I mean, I'm a romantic guy, definitely wants to take things in a direction of romance. I just think that there's not enough romance in this very, very lustful, driven world. And I would like to have that with a woman at this point in time tonight. It's the weekend. You know, things are supposed to happen on the weekend. And I've been happy to drive down there to Austin and, you know, see what happens. If you're interested, get back, and I'll be more than happy to maybe connect live and we can see what happens. You are a very, very intriguing woman. I can definitely tell by the sound of your voice. You're a very, very delicate, sweet, sweet girl. And those are very hard to find nowadays. Delicate, sweet, feminine, you know, very, very attractive qualities in women. So get back.
Here's how it sounds. Press 1. Message delivered.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, Jesus. What the hell is this?
You have less than 4 minutes
remaining. Oh!
Treatment by joining now. Your messages will always be delivered before guys using a free trial.
I only got 4 minutes left. Oh!
And use member-only features like offline messaging and hot listings to get to the women you
really... Man, 30 minutes, you can't hook up with a bitch on here for 30 minutes. You're just barely breaking the ice at 30 minutes. Damn it.
To join right now, press 1.
I don't want to join.
Press pound.
Brittany. Is this fucking tranny?
Send you this message.
Hi, this is Brittany. You're just talking. You're silly.
To connect live with this caller.
Oh, shut up, you dumb cunt.
Hello, my name is Rita.
Hi, it's Sandra. I'm just trying to find it. Push up someone. I have a good sense of humor. I don't smoke. I prefer a guy that doesn't smoke. Good sense of humor.
Hey, this is Jessica from East Texas. 18. 5'3".
18!
To send an icebreaker.
Let's go ahead and say, we gotta send the 18-year-old. That's ripe.
Hit any key when you're done.
Well, well, Miss Little 18. I'm a 35-year-old man, but I think I'm still within your age group. Very affluent. I've got my own place. I've got my own house. I've got my own cars. I'm in the San Antonio region, but I could easily go to wherever you're at in the Texas region because I do have a helicopter, believe it or not. You sound very, very eloquent, beautiful, and definitely ripe. So get back.
Time to send it with priority delivery or
I don't have time.
Hello, my name is
Hi guys, my name is Stella. I'm from the Valley. I am 25 years old. I have two beautiful kids, single mom here.
Oh jeez.
Hey, what's up, Candace? This is Adriana, 24, half Mexican, half Puerto Rican, and I'm looking for a Mexican Latino guy to talk to. So
oh, Jesus Christ. Look at all these minorities.
I'm a new area, so for somebody to talk to. Like, down to Paris, somebody will need to know me, and let me get
hello there. Looking for a sweet and sexy guy to talk to. Are you out there?
To set an icebreaker. Please record your message.
Yeah, I'm out here. I'm right here. Come over here and suck my nuts, because I'm so fresh.
Here's how it sounds. Message delivered.
Hi, I'm Emil. I'm 30 years old. I'm half Hawaiian, half Native American. I have like a flecked skin.
Whoa, that's a pretty interesting...
To send an icebreaker, please record your message.
Half Native American, half Hawaiian, huh? Can I play the white man that ravages and pillages your people and, you know, kind of, you know, gives you the old in-out in the bedroom? That sounds like a great fantasy. I hope, and I'm sure you probably have that fantasy. Get back.
Here's how it sounds. Message delivered. Your free trial is over.
Ah, no!
Up for a full VIP member.
Ah!
All exclusive member perks. Packages start at a low $9.99 for 30 minutes. And if it's your first purchase, you'll get an extra 30 minutes absolutely free. That's the
full power of it. That's it. That's it, folks. That was the end of the free trial. And let me tell you, you know, you think it's a lot, right? You think it's a lot, all right? $9.99 for 30 minutes, but then after that goes off, folks, I mean, you're going to have to, like, pay, I think, from what I understand, like, $200-something bucks. $200-something bucks to be a part of this garbage. Anyway, unfortunately, while we were all having a good time doing some internet tomfoolery, breaking news happening here, folks. Multiple people shot at another high school. Oh, my God. Yep, another high school has been shot up today, folks. This one is in Georgia. All right, multiple fatalities in this one. I mean, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Let me get the 411 on this one, all right? I'm getting this off of Breaking 911. Jonesboro, Georgia. Didn't we have a shooting in Jonesboro like a decade or so ago? Multiple people were reportedly shot at Mount Zion High School in Clayton County, Georgia, Friday. At least one person is dead. Oh, great. Jesus Christ. I mean, listen. Let's just be honest here, and I hate to be going back to a serious note after conducting internet tomfoolery like that, but let's be honest here, okay? I mean, I think, in my view, that the constant in all these high school shootings is the fact that these kids are either on psychotropic drugs, they're either autistic or Asperger's. That is the constant in all these school shootings. And instead of having the media paint this narrative to take away our Second Amendment rights, why don't we start asking real questions? Like, if it's kids shooting kids, then maybe the problem is with the kid and not the people who are practicing their constitutionally protected Second Amendment right. And on top of which,
Maybe it's the public school and the corrupt social environment that school encapsulates is what's perpetuating this constant school shooting idea, this school shooting episode. I mean, I'm telling you this right now, folks. I mean, this, we have to have a serious conversation, and it should not include taking away our Second Amendment. And folks, I'm telling you this right now. If you don't have a semi-automatic weapon, an AK-47, an AR-14, or something of that caliber, then you better go buy it, and you need to buy many of them now. Because we can't afford to allow the leftists to use our children, because that's what they're doing, folks. They're using our children to take away our rights. Instead of asking the right questions on whether or not it's the environmental influence of the school that's causing these kids to perpetuate these mass shootings, or it's the psychotropic drugs that these children are taking that are causing these perpetual mass shootings, or it's the constant diagnosis of autism and Asperger's, it's what's causing this perpetual school shooting episodes. I'm telling you this right now, folks. We cannot allow these people to take away our Second Amendment rights. How come nobody's talking about the mental health issues of any of these idiots? How come no one's talking about psychotropic drugs re-chemical designing the brain? How come? I mean, if we're going to take these school shootings as truth, then why blame law-abiding citizen Second Amendment practicers? Why not analyze the school system that they're being put through? Why not analyze the psychotropic drugs in the psychology industry that many of these kids are put through? Why not analyze every single thing from these people's parents to the video games to their friends, their peers? How come the first thing that comes out of these goddamn people's mouths is taking away the Second Amendment of the Constitution? And I'm telling you this right now, no matter what these leftists say, our forefathers did not put the Second Amendment in the Constitution for fucking hunting. They didn't mean muskets, even though these fucking leftists try to shove it down our throats. They said that we have the right to bear arms. And let me tell you, the forefathers weren't stupid. They would have been meticulous in their language if they meant muskets. They meant right to bear arms. Any weapon that the government has, the American people should have. And that includes AR-15s. That includes AK-47s. That includes semi-automatic weapons. That includes anything that provides an opportunity for the American people to protect themselves, to protect their families, to protect their communities from totalitarianism, from tyranny. That's why our forefathers put the Second Amendment in the Constitution, not for fucking hunting. It's to protect the people. The Second Amendment was put there by our forefathers to protect the people against a tyrannical government. Don't let these leftists change the narrative. That's what it says in the fucking Constitution. And we can't let them, we can't let them stop it. We can't let them try to, we can't let them take it away from us, folks. That's why those of us that are out here, that are screaming our brains out here, we got to keep doing this. We got to keep moving forward. We've got to protect our constitutionally protected rights. Because those rights are given to us by God, not by our forefathers. Our forefathers wrote distinctly that the rights that we have in America are accorded to us by God. Why do you think that the atheists and the communists and socialists want to get rid of God? Because if you get rid of God, then you are not anointed any rights. Do you understand now? Do you understand why these goddamn communists and socialists are a bunch of atheists? Because if there is no God, you have no rights! If there is no God, you have no rights. Wake up! Because remember, that's how the feudalists and the monarchs justified their reign generation after generation after generation. That God anointed their bloodline, their family, to sustain the continuity of their monarch dynasty. You understand? And that's why God has given us, God has given us our Bill of Rights, God has given us our Constitution, and we cannot allow it to be taken away. America is the last bastion of freedom in the world today. Take a look at the Eurocucks and how totalitarian they're getting. Take a look at the UK and how totalitarian they've gotten since Brexit. Take a look at the rest of the world. The United States is the last bastion of freedom, and we have to protect that freedom with our lives. Do you understand me? We have to protect that freedom with our lives, and we cannot allow the coercion of the mainstream media to usurp our perception. You understand? And I hope many of you are listening to me and are taking this serious, because we need as many people that are politically serious as possible. We cannot allow people to just continue on this ridiculous, mindless path that has been paved by the left-wing education system, by the left-wing higher education system, by the left-wing media system. We cannot allow this, man. That's why we're fighting. That's why... And folks, I'm gonna be honest with you. When 4chan first found my show back in 2008 and 2009, it was a bunch of B-tards. It was before poll was even a concept. It was a bunch of B-tards. And at the time, these B-tards were trying to do, much like what these stupid, dumb, anime, brony, and other faggy little autists are trying to do today, trying to take me off the air because they didn't agree with my right-wing political ideology. But you know, those kids from B, they listened. 4chan listened to Old Ghost. And I'm going to say this, and I don't care what anybody says, I had a huge contributing factor in the creation of Pole. It was the ideas that yours truly was expounding that in 2008 and 2009, B was rejecting, because at the time, B was a bunch of leftists. These B-tard were a bunch of leftists, for Christ's sake. Now, all of a sudden, 4chan's poll is now the right-wing extremist of the internets. Poll was erected all of a sudden, and now it is the counterculture to the left-wing ideology. And I'm telling you this right now, folks. I am proud of how the evolutionary process of 4chan has culminated from a bunch of B-tards and a bunch of trolls who are out there producing nothing but pools closed due to AIDS, bullying little girls like Jesse Slaughter, getting little girls tits or get the fuck out, all that shit. From that to now, Pole is the counterculture. Pole is the counterculture. It is now trying to preserve elements of conservatism because they can't stand how far left America has gone. And I appreciate 8chan's poll, 4chan's poll. I appreciate 4chan in general because, to be completely honest with you, that's why everyone knows yours truly when it comes to the right-wing politics of the day. And I'm calling on each and every one of you guys that are out there, that are political trolls, political memers, we have to fucking come together and we have to continue fighting, or this goddamn globalist system who has come out of the woodwork and made itself blatant to us all. I mean, now people are calling themselves globalists like no big deal. Remember when they said the term globalism was a conspiracy? Now these people are openly calling themselves globalists. Now they're openly calling themselves globalists. And they're talking about crude nationalism. We got to watch out for crude nationalism. And we've got to make sure that the people are subjugated and don't have too many rights. And we've got to put it in the minds of our young people via our public education system and higher education system that you must want communism and socialism. And I've told each and every one of you people that think that you're so edgy because you are a communist or socialist, I challenge you. You would not be able to protest. Okay? You would not be able to protest in a communist nation. You would not be able to stand up and rebel in a socialist or communist nation. You wouldn't have freedom of speech in a communist nation. Everything that these communists are doing now in protest in America today, these people are taking advantage of the freedoms that they won't have in the shitty political ideology that they're trying to shove down our throats. You understand? I mean, God damn it, do you all understand me? And let me tell you something else. These left-wingers are starting to get more and more violent. They're starting to call for more and more people's deaths. What I don't understand is if you're a suicidal idiot, if you've got nothing to live for, then why don't you go out and show and assert and vent your frustration at some of these left-wing mouthpieces that are purposely trying to coerce our country? I'm not joking. I'm talking like John Oliver's and, you know, these Trevor Noah's and these foreigners that are mouthpieces for the left that are completely bashing our country and trying to take our country and throw it into chaos openly and freely. I mean, as I stated, none of these leftists that are open socialists and communists should feel safe enough to espouse the kind of garbage that they espouse on a daily basis. And I always told you all that the only good communist and socialist is a dead communist and socialist. Take a look at what communism and socialism has done to every goddamn country it's infected its ideology upon. Take a look at Venezuela right now, man. Venezuela is starving so bad that they can't even feed their own troops. Maduro, who is supposed to be the communist or socialist dictator of Venezuela, he can't even feed his own troops. And you want to know why that is, folks? Because as I stated, in capitalism, you, the individual, you have the choice. You have the power of decision. You have the freedom to do what you want to do. But under communism and socialism, you have no freedom. You have no choice. You have no decision making. That's all allocated to the state. And all you idiots that try to claim that capitalism is exploitation, oh yeah? Capitalism is an agreement. It is a mutual agreement, you ungrateful communist socialist scumbags. If I, as a capitalist, give money for labor, it's up to the laborer on whether or not they're going to accept my wage or not accept my wage and go away and go find someone else. You can't do that under communism or socialism. If the communist government or the socialist government tells you to do a job and you don't do it, you're either thrown in a re-education camp or you're killed. That happens in every socialist and communist model. If you do not do the job the government tells you to do, you are either put in a re-education camp or you're executed. How in the hell can anybody make the argument that capitalism is exploitation when it is more freedom than any political ideology that has ever graced this earth? It is a mutual agreement. A mutual agreement. So that's why when all these communists and socialists try to claim that capitalism is an exploitation and this and that, why don't you tell them what's worse? A laborer being able to go up to a plethora of capitalists and finding the best capitalist that pays him for his labor? Or having that laborer forced to work in whatever the government tells them to work, and if they don't like the job, or if they don't want to do the job, they're thrown into prison or executed. What's worse? What's fucking worse? And that's why I keep telling you guys, we cannot allow this goddamn narrative to be painted by the leftists. We can't allow them to coerce our country. And they're in charge of the media. They're in charge of the swamp. They're in charge of the deep state. It's up to us, the people, to be political and to be vocal and to be active. And that's why I'm calling on each and every one of you on the right wing of the political spectrum. Those who want to save America, it is time for you to be politically active in any capacity possible. In any capacity possible. Remember, this is the day and age of the internet. Every time you regab or retweet or repost any post on any social media contradicting the lies of the left, exposing the hypocrisy of the left, you are fighting against this totalitarian specter that is trying to put itself on our country. Even if it's as something as little as reposting articles, regabbing, reposting, liking, spreading more and more facts, spreading the truth, not like the mainstream media, spreading the fucking truth, the truth, because this lamestream mainstream media is sure as hell not going to expose the truth to us, let us know any facts or information about anything. And I'm telling you this right now, if you do nothing but go after and listen to the talking heads on TV for your news and information, you are intellectually lazy. In this day and age of the internet, you should be able to properly inform yourself and bypass the goddamn lamestream media's coercive narrative and be able to understand what's really going on out here. It's our time now, American people. It's our time. It's up to you to take the initiative. It's up to you to use your energy, effort, and time properly so that you, me, all of us on the right can show this government that we're not backing down! 2016 was not a fluke! And this is our country again! It belongs to the people! It doesn't belong to the deep state! It doesn't belong to the swamp in D.C. It belongs to the people, the American people, not the immigrants, not the refugees, not the illegals. It belongs to the American people who helped build this country. Who helped build this country before it was the great bastion of capitalism that it is. Who helped build this country when it was nothing more than a piece of land that was uninhabitable. I'm talking about the Americans that built this country. We've got to come together and save this country. We've got to come together and save this fucking country. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Are you listening? Are you listening? Do you care about this country? Do you care about the continuity of America? Do you hate communism? Do you hate socialism? Well, I'm calling on you. I'm calling on you. We need each and every one of you to come out and be political. Come out and show leftism that we're not afraid of your totalitarian freak show ass. We're not afraid. And if you want to kill us, well then we'll come and kill fucking you. We'll come kill you. You fucking anti-American leftist scum. You want to hurt us? You want to kill us? Well, we'll do the same fucking thing to you. We'll do the same fucking thing to you! You fucking leftist. You want a war? We'll take it to war! We'll take it to war! You fucking soy boy leftist! And you're gonna lose! You're gonna be defeated! You're gonna be the shit on the waffle of our boots after we step all over your soy boy asses! And I'm as serious as a goddamn heart attack. You fucking leftists want to be all hardcore? You all want to be violent towards us? You all want to wish death upon us? Well, it's your fucking turn. It's your fucking turn, you leftist. Don't be crying when we start raising up and start bludgeoning you idiots and start breaking your fucking jaws and start busting your fucking heads. Don't fucking cry. You started it. You started this violent shit. You started this uncivilized crap. Don't cry when the goddamn violence that you advocated, leftist, comes back around and bites you in the ass. Don't fucking cry, you fucking liberal leftist, communist socialist scum. Don't you fucking cry. Anyway, I'm getting the hell out of here, for Christ's sake, man. All right, it's a freaking baller Friday. I'm already 10 minutes over the time in which I'm supposed to get out of here. But by God, I hope all of you on the right wing of the political spectrum are hearing me. By God, we need you! We need you! All right, folks. I gotta get the hell out of here, for Christ's sake. Anyway, folks, listen to me. I'm sweating like a rabbit. I'm breathing hard. My chest hurts. But by God, folks, I hope that you hear the fucking passion that's in this fucking voice right here, man. I hope that you understand that I'm not just sitting here talking out of my ass. I'm as serious as a fucking heart attack, and it's about time that some of you on the right wing of the political spectrum start being serious, too. And I hope that some of y'all that are listening that want to be serious start getting fucking serious. Anyway, man, thank you all for tuning in with me to the True Capitalist Radio broadcast. I will be back on Monday, once again, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And once again, I am live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Before I go, I'd like to remind everybody that the official website of the True Capitalist Radio broadcast is ghost.report. All right, that's the official website of the True Capitalist Radio broadcast, ghost.report. And by the way, folks, I'm going to be chilling in the True Capitalist Radio chat room here probably around 10:15, 10:30. So if you want to come back and kick back with me and the rest of the True Capitalist Radio chat room, once again, all you have to do is go to my Gab account right now, all right? Politics Ghost, all one word, no underscores. Politics Ghost is the name to follow. And hit the subscribe button for premium content. If you want to join the True Capitalist Radio chat room, hit the subscribe for premium content. And once you do, private message me on Gab with your Discord chat name, and I will give you a private invitation to the True Capitalist Radio chat room. I hope that y'all folks understand that I'm not just doing this show to hear myself talk. I'm not just doing this show because I think it's funny. I'm doing this show because I'm politically serious. And I hope those of you that are listening to me, at least a good portion of you, I hope that a good portion of you can be as serious as I am. Anyway, folks, I will see you all later. I may or may not do something this weekend on Gab. Follow my Gab Politics Ghost if I am going to do so. Once again, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. This is May 18, 2018. And I want to thank you very much for tuning in with me. Anyway, I'm out of here. Long live the capitalist army, and death to feminism, death to socialism, death to communism, and death, death, death to totalitarianism. Do you understand me, you totalitarian freaks? I'm out of here. Long live the capitalist army, boy.